ready to rock and roll here in Midland, Michigan. Welcome in, everybody. Tonight is game two in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here on WJCU. I'm John Vicari, happy to have you aboard. Jake Volnick back in the studio with you here on WJCU. So now, for the Lake County Captains, they are in do-or-die mode. They have two games remaining in this series. Game three tomorrow, if necessary, with the Great Lakes Loons having a 1-0 lead after winning by a score of 7-2 on Tuesday back at Classic Park. So the Captains have no room for wiggle room. They need both W's to move on to the Midwest League Championship Series, which would begin on Sunday night. For the Lake County Captains tonight, it will be Tommy Mace taking the ball, the right-hander making his sixth start against the Loons and 22nd overall, while Adolfo Ramirez will get the ball for the Great Lakes Loons. Ramirez with a fastball, slider, and changeup. From Mexico, a 2016 international free agent, 22 years old. Now we'll take a look at, again, the landscape for tonight, and we'll go with the weather. Right now, the lights are shining, and it's an overcast evening, though the temperature not too shabby, 71 degrees here with the sun beginning to set, of course, as we get into the later stages of fall and of this Midwest League season. And clear skies with the clouds in it, so not overcast, but clear skies with the clouds in the background for tonight's ball game. And tonight's first pitch will be not at 7:05, 7:06 right now, so a little late, but of course, again, many postseason festivities, including a fun note, which we were at break for, but both teams being fully introduced. The bench players, the bullpen pitchers, as well as the entire coaching staff. So we will, with that, give you Lake County's starting lineup, as we always do. First baseman Joe Naraho will lead things off. Christian Cairo at third baseman bats second. Center fielder Petey Halpin batting third. Alexi Planez in right, the cleanup hitter. Milan Tolentino is the shortstop. He bats fifth. Connor Cox in left, batting sixth. DH is Corey Holland, batting seventh. And behind the plate is Mikael Ramirez, batting eighth. Yordis Valdez, second baseman, rounds out the order for the Lake County Captains. And of course, the Captains lineup brought to you by our friends at Lakeland Community College. For every why, there's a how. Save thousands at Lakeland while earning a degree, receiving job training, or building your career, or start at Lakeland. Transfer credits, Lakeland Community College. This is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/your how. Umpires tonight, it is the four-man crew yet again here at Dow Diamond. Different positions, but the same four guys that were in Tuesday at Classic Park. It's Jared Molman behind the plate, Brian Van Fragen at first, Kenny Jackson at second, and Nate Dieterich at third. A four-man crew, usually in the Midwest League, two men for each six-game series. Of course, this is a three-game series, and tonight, game two. In this game two, the Lake County Captains will be wearing their gray road uniforms with Lake County written across the front in blue with the black outline, black numbers on the back with the blue outline, gray pants, and the navy blue cap with the sea and the lighthouse that interlock for Lake County. Now, the Loons have a plethora of jerseys. Tonight, they'll go with their Dodgers-inspired jersey, with the Loons being the high-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, the white pants with the white jersey, blue numbers on the back, and Loons written across in script, similar to the Dodgers. A blue cap with G and L in white interlocked, similar to LA's logo, and blue socks, navy blue socks, for the Great Lakes Loons here tonight. Adolfo Ramirez is warming up. Ramirez entering in four games pitched with the Loons this season with a 1.46 ERA. Five innings pitched against Lake County back on September 1st. He allowed only one hit and one run and struck out seven over 71 pitches thrown. Five innings is his long for the season. As Ramirez continues to throw, Lake County, in terms of lineup changes, or in terms of notes with the lineup, I should say, Joe Naraho is leading off, batting first and playing first, of course. It's the first time since May that Naraho is leading off. Interesting note with the Great Lakes Loons lineup, their first baseman Dalton Rushing is batting second, and Rushing playing in only his second game here at the high A level. The crowd expected tonight over 3,500, around 3,700 is what was already sold before the game. Of course, there's two chances to see the Loons if Lake County wins here tonight. Joe Naranjo will step up into the batter's box. He's batting from the left side. Also an interesting note as well, Adolfo Ramirez's numbers against righties, really strong against lefties, not as strong. So the captain stacked their lineup with five lefties through the first three hitters. We'll see if it pays dividends here tonight. So Ramirez the righty set, Naranjo the lefty set. Game two in the Midwest League East Division Championship Series underway here at Dow Diamond. First pitch is high and outside, count 1-0. Ramirez, the 22-year-old from Mexico, and the captains have just seen him that one time back on September 1st, which was a 10-inning win for Lake County, 8-5. Naranjo with a check swing. It's a called strike, top of the zone, 93, and the count at a ball and a strike here to Naranjo. Naranjo played in that game, went 0-2, but of course, again, has had a great season. 119 games played, the most of any captain. And plenty of home runs hit as well. Second on the team as he swings here, line drive into center field, breaking in and then diving forward is Jose Ramos. He makes the play just before the ball descends down. Nice play, robbing Naranjo of a potential hit for out number one. We'll take a look at the defense tonight for the Great Lakes Loons. In left, it's Aldrich DeYoung. In center, Jose Ramos. And in right, Damon Keith. From third to first, it's Yorbit Vivas, Eddie's Leonard, Austin Gauthier, and Dalton Rushing. Behind the plate is Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers' top prospect. On the mound, Adolfo Ramirez, who now faces Christian Cairo. First pitch, a fastball outside and high, count 1-0. Cairo getting the start once again at third base. It's actually the same defensive alignment for Lake County, just a change of the catcher for game two compared to game one. As Cairo takes an 85-mile-an-hour pitch high, count 2-0. That was the changeup from Ramirez. He's got a fastball, a slider, and a changeup in his arsenal. Ramirez, the deep breath, the 2-0. Cairo swings a chopper, moving over to his right, backhand snag. Leonard, the throw is low and gets under the glove of Rushing. It would have been in time even with the one hop, but Rushing could not corral it, so Cairo is aboard here in the first. And of course, Rushing playing in just his second game at the high A level, both games in the postseason, so not that same chemistry that he may have with other infielders, but he'll tell you that's a ball he should have. Of course, Rushing also listed as a catcher, catching being his primary position. So now Petey Halpin at the plate, batting in the three spot here tonight. Again, with that lineup shift, Halpin usually in that five hole. That belongs to Milan Tolentino tonight. First pitch is high, count 1-0. Joe Naranjo usually in that third spot. Halpin fifth and Tolentino the leadoff hitter. But tonight has Naranjo at the leadoff spot, Halpin in the three spot, and Milan Tolentino batting fifth. Again, all the lefties in the order. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike, so the count is 1-1. Ramirez on to Halpin here. No score, top of the first, then a runner on first, Cairo, for the Lake County captains. They do give Cairo an infield single on that ball put to Leonard, the shortstop. Tough play for him to make in the hole. Breaking ball hangs high, count now 2-1 from Ramirez on to Halpin. Halpin opened over 100 games played this year as well, 105 played in the regular season. He had the best offensive day of any captain in game one, going 2-for-4, two singles, one in the second, and one in the ninth. 2-1. Fastball high, count now to 3-1. Halpin with good plate discipline. Ramirez in that start on September 1st against the captains through five innings did not allow a base on balls. He wipes away some dirt off the back end of the rubber. Cairo leaning towards the second base bag. Three balls, a strike, the pitch. Halpin swings, flares it foul left side, up and over the sweets, and out of play. Told you the umps, told you the weather. We'll tell you the dimensions of the ballpark, of course. 325 down the right field line, 332 down the left field line, and 400 to straightaway center, 373 to right center, 375 to left center, and it's a tall wall out and left. Cairo takes off on the payoff pitch. It misses high for ball four. So Cairo with a jump start and a head start to second. Petey Halpin works a walk first from Ramirez, and for him at the high A level, just his fourth overall in his fifth appearance. So now that brings up Alexi Planez, the big power hitter for Lake County. Of course, we've talked on him all season long. Planez, the leader in the group among active captains, 19 home runs, 63 RBI, and of course had one of the best hitting streaks in Captain's history this year, a 22-game hit streak in the month of August. So Plana is in the right-hand batter's box here. Cairo's at second, Halpin at first, and one away. Ramirez's first pitch, inside a fastball. Plana's backs out of the way in the count at 1-0. The defense has Plana's positioned with Gauthier, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. And the shortstop and third baseman, standard depth. There's a big vacancy on the right side of the infield. 1-0. Another fastball, another miss. Sails high, count 2-0, and that will bring out the catcher, Cartaya, as well as the pitching coach for the Loons, David Anderson, to have a conversation with Ramirez. Does not look like the Ramirez that the captain saw on September 1st by any stretch of the imagination. Command not there so far tonight. With 13 pitches thrown, now make it 14, only 5 strikes thrown. Sets the captains up perfectly, a captain's team that in game 1 left in total just 5 men on base because really they didn't get a lot of guys on base. Didn't have the chance to leave them because, again, in those late stages, couldn't get the offense going. 15 strikeouts as a unit. None here tonight. A single from Cairo, the reason he's at second after Petey Halpin walked. Halpin on first. No score, top of the first. Captain's trying to jump out to a lead before Tommy Mace, tonight's starter, throws a pitch. The 2-0. Planez, a one-hopper to the glove of the third baseman, Vivas. He steps on the bag, throws across the diamond in time. Exactly what you needed if you were Ramirez. A double play, 5-3, will end the top of the first. The captain's in the frame, no runs, one hit, no errors, and after the double play, just one left on. Tommy Mace will take the hill when we return. Sixth time against the Loons and looking for his best start yet. We'll see what the right-hander 2022 second-round draft pick can do when we return here on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the first here at Dow Diamond. Captains had two runners on, one out, but a 5-3 double play would end the first. And Adolfo Ramirez was not sharp. 15 pitches, 6 strikes, but it was a scoreless frame. Now looking to respond, Tommy Mace, the right-hander 2022 second-round pick, sixth time taking on the Loons. And this is the lineup that goes as follows for Great Lakes in this game, too. Shortstop Eddie Leonard will lead things off. First baseman Dalton Rushing bats second. Yorbit Vivas batting third. Catcher Diego Cartaya, the cleanup hitter. Batting fifth, right fielder Damon Keith. Emil Vargas, DH, bats sixth. Jose Ramos in center field batting seventh. Austin Gauthier, second baseman, batting eighth. And Aldrich DeYoung in left is batting ninth. Mace, the windup kick in the first pitch. Leonard, a swing and a miss. Count 0-1. Leonard, 2-for-5 in game 1 of this series. He's been a captain's killer this year, and especially against Tommy Mace. Mace is 0-1. Breaking ball, inside, count 1-1. Leonard, 4-for-10 against Mace this year. 2 home runs and 6 runs batted in. Though, bright side, he is the best in the lineup against Mace. No one else has numbers quite like that in the starting 9 tonight. As Mace comes with a fastball up and in, count to 2-1. The right-hander Mace with a fastball, curveball, cutter, and changeup. Righty-on-righty matchup. Leonard, the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. The 2-1, he fouls it back. Does Leonard to the netting, count 2-2. Captain's infield that has Yordiz Valdez, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. Leonard has great speed and great power as well. Leonard with 15 home runs, 127 games played. His specialty, though, putting it in the gap and letting the acceleration burn. As he swings and flips it foul right side above the sweets and on the roof, out of play. It's two balls, two strikes, no outs, Tommy Mace. Last time he was here at Dow Diamond, just went one-third of an inning after a strikeout was removed with that blister. Looking, of course, for different results tonight. The 2-2. Leonard chases one in the dirt, a swing and a miss. Good start for Tommy Mace here tonight with a strikeout. We'll take a look at the captain's defensive alignment here this evening. In left, it's Connor Cox. In center, Petey Halpin. And in right, Alexi Planez. From third to first, it's Christian Cairo, Milan Tolentino, Yordiz Valdez, and Joe Naraho. Behind the plate, Mikael Ramirez. The only swap from game one. Game one, Mike Amditas was behind the plate. And, of course, different starter, Tommy Mace on the hill tonight. First pitch here, Dalton Rushing swings and puts it back to the netting count 0-1. Mace has not faced Rushing, and, of course, vice versa as well. Rushing dominant the low-A level. A 2022 second-round pick out of Louisville. Now the Dodgers feel could add to this Loons championship push. And he's batting second in the lineup tonight, playing first base. The 0-1. Fastball high outside, count 1-1. It's his first time in front of the Dow Diamond crowd this season, of course. And what's fun with the stats in the postseason not attributing to the regular season, his debut will be next year. And, of course, unless you follow the postseason, it will have his first registered high A game, most likely, unless he goes to the double A level right away, which is unlikely for next season. Two balls and a strike here. Righty Mace onto the lefty Rushing. He did have a two-run single in game one. Takes a fastball off the plate outside, count to 3-1. Rushing was also hit by a pitch and walked in the game. Three balls, one strike. Milan Tolentino, the shortstop, shaded up the middle for Lake County with Rushing at the plate. 3-1 offering. Breaking ball, and it hits the upper third of the zone, and the count now full. Rushing, plenty of power possessed. 8 home runs in the low A level in 28 games played. Taking on the 2021 second-round pick, Tommy Mace. Mace the look in. The big 6'6 righty with the windup, the kick, and the payoff. Fastball misses high. Rushing works a walk. So the Loons with a first-inning base runner in Dalton Rushing, and now a tough task for Mace and Yorbit Vivas. Vivas with a 1-for-3 performance in game number one with two walks. Vivas with 128 games played, which is just remarkable. A .269 average, .374 on base, and a .401 slugging. Vivas with 10 homers, 66 runs batted in. Quite a year for him. First pitch swinging here, puts it back to the netting, and the count 0-1. Vivas from Venezuela, a 21-year-old. With a short leadoff, first is Rushing. Mace the look in, righty on lefty. Vivas 2-for-7 with a ribby against Mace this season. The 0-1. Vivas, a hard line drive. One hop to Tolentino. Underhand flip to Valdez for one on the first. Not in time there, but a nice job by Tolentino, who had to adjust with the one hop ball that sort of came up on his chest, getting the lead runner and Rushing. Vivas alive, but there's two away now. It is a fielder's choice scored 6-4. And it brings up Diego Cartaya. Of course, Cartaya getting a big pop from this Loons crown, a guy that, hey, he's the top prospect, and Dodgers are hoping a guy who could be part of that 2024-2025 roster. He has not done so well against Lake County, and Cartaya's struggles did continue in game one. He did finally get a hit in his fifth plate appearance, a 1-for-5 day, and that just his fourth hit in 13 games played against Lake County this season. But great numbers against most of the Midwest League. First pitch to him. A fastball at the bottom of the zone. A called strike, 92 on the gun from the right arm of Mates. It's no score here in the bottom of the first. Vivas the runner on first for the Loons and two away. Righty on righty matchup, Mace to Cartaya. Turnaround throw, a pickoff attempt, and back in without a slide safely, Vivas. Vivas in the 2022 season. Not a guy at the top of the list to take bases. In fact, that's pretty much the case for Great Lakes in general. They stole the least amount of bases in the Midwest League in the regular season. 0-1. Cartaya puts it on the ground left side. Charging in Tolentino. He fields the throw to first in time. That ends the inning. Tommy Mace works around one base runner. It's no runs for the Loons, no hits, no errors, and one left on. Through one inning of work for both sides, no score between the Captains and the Loons. This game two in the Midwest League East Division Championship Series on WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captains merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Top two here at Dow Diamond. No score, Captains and Loons. This game two in the Midwest League East Division Championship Series here on WJCU. Of course, the Captains down 2-0 after a rough start to this series with the Loons winning 7-2 against the Captains on Tuesday. Zeros on the board right now through the first frame, and it will be 5-6-7-4 Lake County. First pitch from Ramirez to Milan Tolentino. Fastball on the inside part, count 0-1. Tolentino responsible for one of those two runs, a solo shot to deep right field hitting the lawn, and at the time cutting the deficit to one run, but it'd be the last run the Captains would score, that back in the third. Swings here, gets under it to straightaway center field, taking a couple steps back Ramos, and he makes the play head high for the first out here in the second. Hey, Captains fans, and of course, hoping there's home games next week, but at Captains Home Games, you flip over your ticket for details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase. Two regular drinks, valid to participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, South Euclid. So now it's Connor Cox wearing the high socks tonight. Should have asked him. He was wearing them during BP, but usually doesn't wear them during the game. Swings at the first pitch here. High fly ball down the right field line. Keith moving towards the Loons bullpen. He makes the grab just in front of the gate that goes towards the lawn down the right field line. One pitch, one out, and Ramirez, who allowed a walk in that first inning and got a 5-3 double play, but threw 15 pitches, six of them strikes, could use a really quick inning here. So now Corey Holland, the DH, will come up, batting seventh tonight. Holland was in that same spot on Tuesday, going 1-for-4 with an RBI double. That double, the first of two runs, again, scored for Lake County. And Holland with the only hit off Ramirez before tonight. Christian Cairo got a single earlier in the first. As the first pitch is a strike on the outer half, count 0-1. Holland, a outfielder, began that DH spot. Each outfielder on the roster, besides Cesar Drogo in the starting lineup for the second consecutive game. 0-1 is a fastball high outside in the count 1-1. Of course, Holland would like the numbers a bit higher on the season, 217 average, 249 on base, a 406 slugging, but second on the team in doubles, and he really turned around his season in the month of August. 1-1. Fastball misses high, count 2-1, and manager Greg DiCenzo and hitting coach Chris Smith have bench options to go with for this game too, besides Holland if they wanted to at that DH spot, but they decide not to, leaving Bracho, Fascia, and Hidrogo right now as guys who are awaiting that playoff appearance. Breaking pitch on the outer half hits. Count 2-2. Ramirez looking for a 1-2-3. Top of the second inning against the Lake County Captains. Captains bullpen that was used more in game one than the Loons pen. Ramirez ideally going 5-4 the Loons tonight. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt stopped by Cartaya and the count worked full to Holland. The Captains and BP were practicing the slider that Ramirez just threw to Holland that missed. Ramirez's biggest secondary pitch and a lot of movement, a lot of break on that slider. The 3-2. Throws a fastball here, misses high outside, so the Captains will get a base runner on with two outs here in the top of the second. Corey Holland marks his second walk, or first walk, second of the game for Ramirez. And that matches what Ramirez's biggest walk total has been in an appearance this year with Great Lakes. That was two innings pitched and two walks back all the way on April 15th. Now Mikhail Ramirez will step up to the plate. Ramirez, his first playoff appearance here, did not play in game one as he takes a fastball up and in, count 1-0. Mike Amditis was the man who got the start for Lake County in game one. Now Ramirez here in game two. On the runner on first, the 1-0. Ramirez slices the ball into right field to a one-hop. The right fielder, Keith, and down for a base hit. Ramirez, who is swinging it well today in batting practice, comes through, putting two runners on for the second consecutive inning for this Captain's offense. Now up to Yordiz Valdez to try and drive him home. Valdez making his second straight start at second. Just 11 games played with the Captains, but he's really been a big contributor, especially here at Dow Diamond. Four games played at Dow Diamond and two multi-hit games, including a 3-for-4 game back on September 2nd, where he singled three times. Valdez steps into the left-hand batter's box. Ramirez the righty, Valdez the lefty. Holland at second, Ramirez at first, two away, first pitch. Fastball high outside, the count 1-0. Ramirez has really dominated right-hand hitters, so a reason the Captain's prioritizing the lefty here tonight. Give you the full splits after this pitch if time allows. The 1-0. Fastball up and in. Valdez has to move out of the way, count 2-0. But the main takeaway with the splits, and this is a combination of the low A and high A stats, but versus right-hand hitters, 123 is what they're hitting against. Ramirez, 217 on base, 245 slugging. Lefties, 292 with a 372 on base and a 425 slugging. His numbers really great high A, though, if you just take those separately. So fastball misses up and in here. Count now 3-0 on Valdez. One more ball, and the Captains would have the bases loaded for Joe Naranjo, who has three grand slams in the 2022 season, tying a Captain's record. The 3-0. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike, count 3-1. Ramirez once again trying to escape with two runners on. He got a 5-3 double play to end a 15-pitch first. After a quick two outs, this will be his 15th pitch here in the second, 30 overall. The right-hander's 3-1. Valdez, a swing and a miss, and the count full. A Midland crowd into this game here tonight. Postseason baseball that they haven't seen in quite a while. Again, the Midwest League Championship, last one here in Midland with the Loons in 2016. 3-2. Ramirez, the righty. Valdez, the lefty. The pitch. Valdez cuts on it and does not make contact. It's a first strikeout from Ramirez when he needed it the most. He's worked into trouble, but he's worked out of trouble. No runs for Lake County, one hit, no errors, and two left on. Three left on through the first two frames. 1.5 innings of baseball played, no score here in the Midwest League East Division Championship Series on WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. 2023 Captain Season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Five, six, seven, four, the Loons. Bottom of the second, no score. Great Lakes and Lake County in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here on WGCU. Tommy Mace will take on Damon Keith, Emmanuel Vargas, and Jose Ramos. Keith had that solo blast in game one of this series, and he'll lead off this inning. Mace to wind up the kick in the first pitch. Fastball inside high, count 1-0. Keith 1-for-2 against Mace with a run batted in. Player to watch for a reason. Keith's season stats may not jump off the stat sheet. The 1-0. Breaking ball from Mace hits the outside corner, count 1-1. But Keith has provided the power in those short amount of games played. 5 home runs in 31 games, not including that solo shot back on Tuesday. 1-1 pitch from Mace. Breaking ball, Keith flares it foul right side, over the lawn, and near the Loons lookout, the playground area here in Midland. Really solid crowd on hand. It's a nice weather night as well, 70 degrees right now. Still that fall crispness in the air, but not too cold where all you need really is a light sweatshirt. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, Keith swings. High fly ball to left field, backtracking the left fielder in Cox. He's at the track. And this one will stay in the yard and caught by Cox for out number one. Keith tried to replicate what he did in game one, got under it. So now Mace will take on Emmanuel Vargas. And Vargas, a guy who's really struggled against Lake County. 0-for-3 with a walk in game number one of this series. And he hasn't had a hit against Lake County in 8 consecutive games played. Vargas having a great 2022. But recent struggles, and not just against Lake County either, as the first pitch is a fastball in, called strike, count 0-1. Vargas, a guy who cleanup third in the order, even second, previous games against Lake County, he was 8th in the order game 1, batting 6th here tonight. The 0-1 fastball right for Mace, and top of the zone, count 0-2. Vargas, just recent struggles, and he's also been relegated to that DH spot with Dalton Rushing, the 2022 second-round pick of the Dodgers, starting at first base. 0-2 from Mace. Fastball high outside, count at 1-2. Tommy Mace with good stuff tonight. A couple of his fastballs riding high, but compared to Ramirez, definitely more command of the zone. And up here on Vargas, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just misses top of the zone. Ramirez tried to frame it on the outside corner. The catcher Ramirez, of course, not the Loons starter. And the count 2-2. Defense with Vargas as Tolentino shaded up the middle of the shortstop and the right side playing towards the first base bag. The 2-2, Vargas chops it the other way foul towards the dugout steps and out of play. It's no score. Lake County with 2 hits here tonight. Loons still searching for their first in this bottom of the second Midwest League East Division Championship Series, game number 2. The 2-2 from Mace. Vargas down on strikes, a swing and a miss. Nice breaking stuff from Tommy Mace, and there's 2 down in this frame. Jose Ramos will now come up. Ramos in game number 1. 1-for-5, but that hit an RBI single in the 9th to distance the Loons from Lake County. Ramos, a guy who's played in 95 games this year, 240 average, 322 on base, 467 slugging for the 21-year-old from Panama. Mace the wind-up kick in the first pitch. Ramos swings in the air down the right field line. It will curl foul and make its way up on the lawn in foul territory. Count 0-1. Tommy Mace looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Two base runners allowed in the first inning. The walk and then the fielder's choice. Nothing more for 2021 second round pick of the Guardians. The 0-1. Fastball high outside. Count 1-1. Of course, a lot talked about this being Mace's sixth start against the Loons. Loons know him, but Mace also, well, familiarized with Great Lakes, what they have. 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner, count 1-2. Of course, Loons more successful against Mace in those appearances, trying to give them a vote of confidence, but first time, at least through the first six hitters, it's been Mace dominating most of the way. It's up 1-2 here on Ramos. Righty on righty, the windup kicking the pitch. Breaking ball that Ramos chops foul. Left side near the tarp. Mace not a stranger of big games. Would be the regular weekend starter at the University of Florida through four seasons and also led his team in high school, the Sun Lake Seahawks, to a title. Breaking pitch here, misses high, so the count now 2-2. Mace on to Ramos. Tell Mace with a little bit of edge tonight, definitely wanted that call. Of course, pumped up for a big start. His 22nd of the year, 23rd appearance, all with Lake County. The 2-2. Fastball misses just low. It was just below the knees on the outer half, so the count now full, worked by Ramos. Dalton Rushing had a walk in the first. Not the only free pass allowed by Mace. He's allowed in total through those five appearances, 8 walks to the Loons. 3-2, Ramos swings in the air to center field. Racing back is Halpin. He's at the track looking up. He leaps up, but it's off his glove and now on the track. Ramos hits second, and he will now stroll into third base, and he slides into the bag. A two-out base knock for Jose Ramos. Halpin gave it a great effort. He leaped up at the wall, but it just went off the tip of the glove, and Ramos aboard 90 feet away, two outs, and Austin Gauthier will come up. Halpin has made so many spectacular defensive plays in the season, and that almost was one more. Tough ball to really corral. Going back to his right, just left of the 400 sign out in deep center. He leaped up, and again, just off the tip of his glove. So now Austin Gauthier will come up. Gauthier, of course, 21 games played after a call from low A and under the Mendoza line, but Gauthier with his signature moment of the season, that was two Sundays ago, a walk-off solo home run to right, his only home run in 2022. That gave the Loons a 3-2 win in Game 2 of the doubleheader back again two Sundays ago, that on September 4th. Ramirez will have a conversation with Mace, same with Milan Tolentino, and manager Greg DiCenzo right now is out of the dugout. I don't think it'll be a mound visit. He's just on the in foul territory, and I think making sure that Halpin's okay, Halpin throwing the thumbs up so he will stay in the ballgame, and manager Greg DiCenzo will go back to the dugout. Now Austin Chubb will go over to home plate umpire Jared Molman. I think this may be, if this counts as a mound visit from manager Greg DiCenzo, which it won't, him coming out, but Chubb now having his word with Jared Molman behind the plate. Again, it's Jared Molman, home plate umpire, Brian Van Fraken at first, Kenny Jackson at second, and Nate Dieterich at third, the four-man crew for this Midwest League Championship East Division Championship Series. And for this league, it's only two umpires usually, if you're not familiar, during the regular season, four added in the postseason play. And it was Molman and Chubb having the conversation there. What happened, who knows, but I'm thinking, again, just seeing if that was an official mound visit or not for DiCenzo. But Ramos at third with the triple. Gauthier's job to bring him in with two outs. First pitch from Mace, breaking ball low and away, count 1-0. Again, a high fly ball off the bat of Ramos and straight to center field, straightaway center. Hit anywhere else, and that might have left the yard. But Ramos, one lesser than that, a four-bagger with a three-bagger, a triple. Fastball misses high, and the count now 2-0. Ramos had three triples in the 2022 regular season. Mace set at the belt. The 2-0 from the stretch. Breaking ball low. Count 3-0. Werner Ramos at third, trying to be the game's first run for the Loons here. Belted a ball to deep center field. Outfield right now, medium depth. Infield has Valdez shading up the middle with the right hand hitting Gauthier. 3-0-2, misses high. It's a four-pitch walk for Austin Gauthier. So runners are now at the corners. Mikael Ramirez looks out to manager Greg DiCenzo and Caleb Longshore. And looks like Caleb Longshore will have a mound visit with his arm. He and manager Greg DiCenzo talking right now, and it will be Caleb Longshore who will go out and talk with his pitcher, his infield, and his catcher, Ramirez. Of course, Mace has worked out of trouble many a time this season. That's what happens when you start, this being his 22nd game started, if you include postseason stats, of course. For Tommy Mace, he knows how to work out of these jams, and what he would desire, of course, even though, again, it's just two innings, but the run support for Tommy has been the least of any captain starting pitcher, and of course that messes with a pitcher's head as well, where you feel you have to be perfect, and then Caleb Longshore just with reassuring words here. It is Ramos at third and Gauthier at first, and Petey Halpin talking with Connor Cox here. We hope Petey's okay as well. Again, manager Greg DiCenzo double checked. The captains do not want to use the young 20 or lose the young 20-year-old Petey Halpin, who's been a stud this season, of course playing the most games he's had in any baseball season in his entire life, with 105 games, double what he played last year in Lynchburg after, again, being acquired in 2020. So Aldridge DeYoung will come up, playing left field today. Junior Garcia was the left fielder in game number one. DeYoung's first at-bat in the postseason right now. First pitch from Mace, runner takes off, Ramirez with a pump fake. Gauthier will now continue his way to second. A pitch missed, so the count 1-0, and Gauthier in scoring position. So a hit from DeYoung could potentially drive two home. Gauthier with the stolen base. The captain's infield right now is Cairo aligned with the third base bag. Tolentino shaded up the middle of the shortstop and the right side of the infield to the right side with DeYoung batting from the left. Breaking ball misses low and away, so the count now, it's at 1-1, excuse me. That first pitch actually hit, so it's one ball, one strike. Two outs. Ramos at third, Gauthier at second. Tommy Mace trying to lead this second inning unscathed. He set at the belt, the 1-1. Swing and a miss to Young. Nice break from Mace there. 85 on what looked like his changeup. Dark navy blue sky lights on here at Dow Diamond. It's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Tommy Mace trying to work himself out of a jam. Mace steals. Breaking ball, DeYoung skies it back right to the left side here. Sweet level and a souvenir for a fan here tonight. Mace up and over 40 pitches overall. This will be his 25th of this frame. The 1-2. DeYoung swings, lofts it into center field. Halpin backtracking. He's under it. Makes the grab. Chest high. And that ends the inning. So Tommy Mace is playing with fire with two runners in scoring position, but it's another scoreless frame for the 6-6 righty. For the Loons, it's no runs, one hit, the triple from Ramos, no errors, and two left on. Two innings of baseball played, three runners left on for both sides. Adolfo Ramirez will get the third, the top of the captain's order when we return Midwest League East Division Championship Series on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Top of the order for the Captains for this top of the third. No score here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. Adolfo Ramirez, 32 pitches thrown. First pitch is a fastball inside, high count 1-0, and a majority have been balls. 17 balls to 15 strikes, but Ramirez, the most important stat, has not issued a run. No runs permitted here so far. The 1-0. Naranjo fouls it back to the back wall, count 1-1. Naranjo now 5 plate appearances in this postseason, hit by a pitch. No hits recorded. Of course, Naranjo, the workhorse of this Lake County team, getting another start at first. And hey, top of the order for the first time since May. A changeup from manager Greg Asenzo, he's hoping, will spark something. The 1-1. Fastball inside, count 2-1. Not with Naranjo, just different guys in the lineup. And of course, stacking it with lefties, where Ramirez struggles against lefties, dominates righties. Those are his splits in the low A and high A, if you combine both. High A, he's been dominant against both sides. 2-1 is a fastball that misses low. Cartaya with an extra long frame, waiting for that strike call. It never came. So the count 3-1. Ramirez takes the rosin bag and slams it down off the back end of the mound. Shortstop Leonard shaded up the middle. 3-1 on to Naranjo. The pitch. Fastball low inside. Joe Naranjo works himself a walk. And of course, if postseason stats did count, Naranjo would now have the captain's record, but it will stay at 82 on the season, tied for the record in captain's history. But Naranjo aboard here. Christian Cairo now in the right-hand batter's box. Cairo 1-1, a single infield single hit to the left side with Leonard fielding it well, but a low throw that was not gathered in by Dalton Rushing, the first baseman. He's holding Joe Naranjo here. First pitch from Ramirez from the stretch. Breaking ball, called strike, bottom of the zone. Count 0-1. Zeros on the board for both sides. Lake County and Great Lakes. It's game two. The Galoons up 1-0. Win for them tonight. Punches their ticket to the title. Captains, with a win, punch their ticket to tomorrow. Cairo, chopper foul down the third base line, so the count is 0-2. Cairo getting the start at third base here for Lake County. Of course, captains with so many great middle infielders. And the sign to go Cairo at third. Tolentino at short and Valdez at second here tonight. Ramirez up in the count 0-2. Ramirez with just one strikeout, first time through the order. The 0-2. Fastball high outside, count 1-2. It's been a surprise as Ramirez with 3 walks, the most in any appearance, the high A level this year. Righty looks in. Naranjo, the runner at first. The 1-2. Cairo swats it foul right side. Up and out of play. Petey Halpin awaits on deck, so he's A-OK injury-wise, of course, after that triple. Andrew Greg Asenzo checked on him, but Halpin will stay in this game. And he awaits on deck. He walked earlier tonight. Ramirez, the 1-2 to Cairo. Fastball, a called third strike. On the outer edge, nice pitch from Ramirez. Cairo might have thought off speed there, but shocked him with the fastball. Ramirez's second K in the first out here in the third. A third inning of today's games brought to you by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages, the captains. You know there ain't no wiener like a Five Star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Meats. Halpin with the walk here today. Restranded on first. Captains have left 3 on base through the first 2. Swings at the first pitch here. Lines it straight back to the netting behind home plate. You can hear the murmur in the crowd. A very packed house here tonight in Midland. Playoff game they've been waiting for since they clinched a spot back in June. And this date was circled for quite a while. 0-1. Fastball high outside, count to 1-1. Middle infield, Leonard the shortstop and Gauthier the second baseman in double play depth. Going to have to hustle to try and get Halpin on a ground ball hit up the middle. Ramirez with a deep breath, a glance over to Naranjo with a leadoff first. 1-1 offering. Fastball outside high, count to 2-1. That was 96 from Ramirez. Where he tops out is Max in that mid-90s range. Regularly sits at the low 90s, and then that sharp slider mixed in with a changeup every once in a while, his three-pitch mix. For the 22-year-old from Mexico. 2-1. Halpin jam shot. That's fouled left side. Sweet level on the third base line. So it's two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner on first, Naranjo. No score here. Game two of the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. Ramirez, another look over at the runner. Righty on lefty. Ramirez to Halpin, the 2-2. Fastball is high, so the count now full. Ramirez has had to work against this Lake County team, a Lake County team that did not get a walk in game one. First time the Loons as a staff did not allow a free pass. Ramirez tonight has allowed three. One in this inning to Naranjo, the runner at first. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Ramirez's pitch. Naranjo takes off. It misses high. Another walk for Ramirez. So Petey with two tonight. Naranjo at second. One out. Two runners on. Another chance for Lexri Planez. The same spot he had back in the first. And before we will, as we did in the first inning, get a visit from the pitching coach David Anderson for this Loon squad. This go around, the infield and the catcher Cartaya will all join up on the top of the mound. Of course, at second is Naranjo, at first Halpin, and the captain's trying to draw first blood in tonight's game. They want to jump on this Loons team early and not let Great Lakes settle into this one, and of course, the home crowd behind them in the late stages of the game. It's been a captain's team, though, that has won a majority of their games and sometimes having to come back dominating the final three frames. It was the Loons who put up four runs to the captain's goose egg back in game one in innings 7, 8, and 9. No score through the first two here tonight. Planez trying to change that. Lexri Planez grounded into a 5-3 double play that ended the first. Trying to avoid that here in the third. Naranjo at second, Halpin at first, righty on righty. Ramirez's first pitch. Breaking ball, called strike at the knees, count 0-1. 84 from Ramirez. He rarely goes to that changeup and dropped it in there for a strike. Second baseman Gauthier playing behind the bag. Here's the 0-1. Planez, a swing and a miss, count 0-2. Back to that fastball from Ramirez, 92. Ramirez set, towing the left side of the rubber. The 0-2 goes again with a fastball. It's off the plate outside high, count 1-2. Of course, we marvel at Planez's stats, which are combined 5-for-12 with two home runs and 15 RBIs with the bases loaded. Two runners on in this spot, but he has been just an RBI machine in 2022. 1-2 here is cut on and missed. Planez fooled by the off-speed pitch. Ramirez with his second strikeout of the inning, third of the ball game, and much needed against Planez. Now up to Milan Tolentino to try and drive in a run. So Milan had that home run to deep right in game number one, the solo shot, a fly out to center here against Ramirez that began the second inning. Trying to do damage here, righty on lefty, two runners on, two outs. First pitch from Ramirez, fastball up and in, count 1-0. It's been a rarity tonight with Ramirez actually getting the advantage on hitters after the first pitch, but to his credit, despite throwing more balls than strikes tonight, 52-25 with 27 balls, he's worked out of every spot, every jam he's been in. As Tolentino fouls it back, count 1-1 here to the lefty. Ramirez the glance in. Now look back at the runner. The 1-1. Fastball high, count 2-1. Ramirez really missing with that fastball and missing it high. And it has a lot of ride to it, and that's what happens when you don't hit your corners and hit your spots. Ramirez just trying to will his way to completing three here tonight with the left-hander already up in Great Lakes Pent. The 2-1. Fastball gets the top of the zone there for a called strike. Tolentino extended both hands up, putting the bat up like this, thinking the pitch was maybe a tad inside. According to home plate umpire Jerem Ullman, not too high, not too in, and it's now a two-ball, two-strike, two-out situation with two runners on here for Lake County in the third. Righty Ramirez, lefty Tolentino. No score, top of the third inning. Captains for the third straight inning. Does not want to leave runners on. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Ramirez pumped up on the mound as he gets the K. Three in the inning and four overall. The Captains with no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. They've left five on base through the first three. We go to the bottom of the third, but before we get there, I have to hear the Cleveland Farm Report with Jake Volnick back in the WJCU studio.
Thanks, John. We'll start off the single A Lynchburg Hillcats. On Tuesday, the Hillcats got blanked in game one of their playoff series, falling 2-0 to Fredericksburg. The Hillcats are now down 1-0 in the playoff series, taking on the national single A affiliate in game two tonight. That game currently in the top of the sixth, Lynchburg leading 4-1. Moving on to double A with the Rubber Ducks, they fell 7-3 to the Bowie Bay Sox yesterday. The Rubber Ducks dropped to 77-57 on the season, three games back from a playoff spot with just four to play. Taking on the Orioles' double-A affiliate again today, Akron just gave up a five spot in the fourth and now trail 7-1. Moving on to triple-A with the Columbus Clippers, yesterday the Storm Chasers ported on the Clippers as that game finished 9-1 in favor of Omaha. Columbus goes to 78-57, three and a half games back from a playoff spot, taking on the triple-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals again today. Currently in a shootout, Columbus leads in the bottom of the fifth, 6-5. With the MLB and the Cleveland Guardians, they played a game today against the Chicago White Sox. Starter Hunter Gaddis had an organizational high, five home runs hit off of him in an 8-2 loss. Cleveland now 76-66 on the season, sits three games ahead in the AL Central standings, and they'll start a five-game series tomorrow with the Minnesota Twins. Wrap it up with a little bit of trivia. This member of the 2010 Midwest League champion Lake County Captains spent his first 8 years of his career with the Cleveland Indians and now Guardians from 2014 to 2021. He won two gold gloves at his position in 2019 and 2020, as well as contributing two home runs in just 25 plate appearances in the 2016 World Series. Who is this player? For the answer, send it back to John Vicari at Dow Diamond. John?
Oh, thank you, Jake. First pitch here, Eddie's Leonard swings. High fly ball to right field. Backtracking is Planez. He's at the track. It will continue moving towards the line, make the grab on the run. And Tommy Mace retires Eddie's Leonard with one pitch, one away here in the bottom of the third. Wow, so you say Cleveland Golden Glove. He was there up until last year. Wow, and part of the Midwest League champions in 2010, so I think that rules out Santana. And two home runs in 2016 is where you really get me. It can't be Rajah Davis, even though I want it to be. First pitch is fouled back by rushing count 0-1. Ooh, 2021. Last year. I don't think Naquin was there still. This is a toughie, man. Could you give me position group, Jake, before we get back into this ballgame?
I can tell you he was the backup at his position in 2016 in that World Series.
Okay, so that makes sense. As rushing lines one to Planez, this is an easier ball for him to corral, moving to his right and making the play. That's why I don't know it, Jake, all right? I'm the backups, come on. But two home runs off the bench, that's why I can't. Why not Raj Davis? But it's obviously not in his position group, so that makes me think outfielder. This is a tough one. It's when you say it, I'm going to be annoyed at myself, but please say it because I don't want this whole inning being me guessing.
I couldn't say it because it's a catcher, John. That's Roberto Perez.
Oh, good old Roberto Perez. Now, what happened is the first pitch is a fastball high count 1-0 with Perez in the offseason because obviously at times this year Cleveland needing a catcher.
Perez moved on and was not re-signed with the team and went to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wow. Still in Pittsburgh, I'm guessing, because they need all the help they can get. Wow. There you go. Roberto Perez. 2 home runs in 2016. That is something I probably wouldn't have put him at the top of that list, but good for him. As Vivas hits one off the end of the bat going towards the third baseman, and Cairo, he bobbles, and third baseman can't retire third baseman there. Vivas aboard with a two-out, what will most likely be scored an infield single. Cairo had a charge in to get it, and it was the glove-to-hand transfer that did not work successfully for Christian Cairo. So Vivas aboard with two outs here after two quick outs from Tommy Mace of Leonard and Rushing. It'll be now Diego Cartaya, who's looking for that signature moment against Lake County this season. It is yet to come. Cartaya tonight 0-1 with a ground out to short, the Dodgers' top-ranked prospect. First pitch to him. He swings, pops it up right side, and it will go foul. Cartaya, a catcher for this game, as well as game number one. At this point in the year, with guys moving up and down, Loons had only two active catchers, Cartaya and Rushing, first baseman here tonight. Mace set at the belt, the kick in the 0-1. In the dirt, good stop by Ramirez, captain's catcher, to keep it in front, blocking it off the chest protector and keeping Vivas at bay. They will give an E5 to Christian Cairo, so the error is how Vivas gets aboard. And I think I understand that, and Cairo will tell you he'd make the play, of course, too, or should have, because he's really strong defensively. It's been all season. The 1-1, Cartaya rips it back to the netting, so the count 1-2. Dark navy blue sky is turning pitch black here as we are just past 8 o'clock in Midland, Michigan. It's no score. Captains and Loons, this in the bottom of the third inning. Tommy Mace trying to give three scoreless to this Lake County team. He's allowed two walks and a triple, but nothing more. Base runner on Vivas right now because of an E5. Mesa turnaround throw to first. Vivas back in without a slide. Pretty close call, though. But the tag not applied in time. Valdez, the second baseman for Lake County, playing up the middle. So big gap on the right side if Cartaya can go opposite field. It's 1-2. Mace, the look in, and the pitch. Fastball that brings Ramirez vertical out of his crouch position to corral it. So it's 2-2, 2 outs. Tommy Mace with his back right foot kicks away some dirt off the rubber. 6-6 righty trying to complete three scoreless here in game two. The 2-2. Cartaya fends it off right side, getting it off the end of the barrel and fouling it up onto the roofing. Mace with another long inning worked. I guess another long at bat with Cartaya, who will call time. It was the first two quick outs of Leonard and Rushing. Diego Cartaya, the cleanup hitter for the Loons, working it against Mace. Some cheers here at Dow Diamond, trying to pump up Cartaya. He's delivered a lot of big moments here at Dow Diamond this year, none against Lake County. Mace, set from the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Cartaya swings in the air to left center field, and that will drop for a base hit. Halpin cuts it off before it could roll any further. Going from first to third, you orbit Vivas, so it's runners on the corners with two outs for the second consecutive inning for this Loon squad. Maybe not a signature moment, but there's a big hit from Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers' top prospect, putting a two-strike, two-out pitch into left center. And now it sets up Damon Keith. Keith, the right fielder, 0-1 today. It was a high fly ball that brought Connor Cox all the way back to the track where he'd make the grab. Keith had the home run in game one, one over the advertisements in left center back at Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio. One of the furthest home runs I've seen hit this year by Damon Keith, the right fielder, and by any player, I mean on either side, Lake County or their opponent, in 2022. First pitch from Mace. Keith, a ground ball left side. Tolentino fields, underhand throw to Valdez, who catches it at the second base bag to end the inning. Much needed ground ball that Mace gets to secure three scoreless innings. For the Loons, it's no runs on one hit, one error, and two left on base. Five left on base for both sides through the first three innings, no score. Adolfo Ramirez will begin a fourth when we return Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series Game 2 on WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Connor Cox, Corey Holland, Mikael Ramirez, 6-7-8 for Lake County against Adolfo Ramirez. Adolfo with 29 balls, 28 strikes, but he's stranded five captains on base so far tonight. He's allowed four walks, but working in and out of trouble. Three strikeouts in the third to help Ramirez leave two on. Connor Cox flew out to right in his first plate appearance back in the second. And again, captains getting men on base, actually leaving what they left on in the entirety of game one through the first three, trying to break through. Luckily for them, Tommy Mace has come to play tonight, working out of his own jams, five left on through the first three, with two hits for both sides. One error for Lake County, and zeros on the score. 2-0, Ramirez with a fastball outside count 3-0. His command is not here tonight. Ramirez could have potentially given maybe five or six, but at this point, lucky to give four, especially with the Loons having a short leash, knowing they have bullpen arms to throw. Fastball here hits top of the zone, so the count 3-1. Connor Cox, the California native, against the Mexican native in Ramirez. Both men 22 years of age. The 3-1. Fastball, top of the zone, a called strike. So for Cox right now, having to work from 3-0 now to 3-2, Ramirez with 91 on the fastball. The velocity has dipped since he's gone longer in this start. Max is out in the mid-90s. 3-2, fastball outside off the plate. Connor Cox works himself a walk. Fifth walk for Lake County tonight. And the second to lead off an inning, Cox aboard. Now Corey Holland will come to the plate. Corey Holland in his last plate appearance, he walked. He would get on to second. Captains would have, in total, three runners left in scoring position here tonight. Cox with the leadoff first, maybe trying to get a stolen base and help the captain's cause. First pitch from Ramirez, fastball just off the plate. Cartaya wanted a strike, didn't get it. Count 1-0. Third baseman Vivas was playing in on the infield grass, anticipating potentially a bunt from Holland, but now will drop back behind the base, believing Holland will swing. The 1-0. Fastball low and away. Count 2-0. For Holland to swing, Ramirez needs something in the zone for Holland to take a hack on. Two pitches that have missed off the outside. 65 pitches thrown now for Ramirez. 30 strikes, and Cartaya will now come out and talk to his pitcher. I think just try and settle down Ramirez. Ramirez's pitch count will be anywhere in that 70-pitch range. 75 is his max this season. That came 8 days ago against West Michigan. Of course, more rest for Ramirez's arm. At this point in the season, that may be better or worse, but with a given off day for yesterday. Not 7 days, but 8 days in between starts. And Ramirez not utilized, of course, in game number one. That going to Carlos Duran. It's a lefty getting loose in the bullpen right now for Great Lakes. Options they have because only utilized three arms in game one. The 2-0. Holland swings. High fly ball. Shallow right center field. Gauthier backtracking. He'll call off the right fielder Keith and make the play. There's one away. That is the first out of this fourth inning. A fourth inning that's brought to you by Meritech, your business in Northeast Ohio. Who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple, empower your business, empower your future with Meritech. So now it's Mikael Ramirez at the plate. The defense will shift him heavy to the left side of the infield. Ramirez batting from the right side. First pitch. Breaking ball called strike on the outer half. Count 0-1. Ramirez usually a pull hitter, but his single here tonight was hit into right field. One-hopping Keith, the Loons starting right fielder. The 0-1. Past the glove of Cartaya and then ricocheting up to the first base line off the back wall. Cox easily moves to second base on a wild pitch from Ramirez. And in a game deadlocked at zero right now, the Loons have to be cautious and aware with Ramirez. One run, two runs may make the difference in this one, and Cartaya does not want to just allow Connor Cox to score on pitches that just miss wildly. That was on an 0-1, so it brings the count 1-1. Cox in scoring position for the second time tonight for Lake County. He sways back and forth, the 1-1. Ramirez jabs it right side, up and over the dugout, out of play, count 1-2. I mentioned earlier with Ramirez, the catcher who has started or has at least played in 73 games this year for Lake County. Looks great in batting practice, putting a couple over the left field fence, and single to right field, 1-for-1 for him this evening. And not faced against Ramirez. Ramirez on Ramirez here up until tonight. Ramirez here swings, ground ball left side, looking originally to third, but now going back to first, Ramirez, or Lehnar, to retire Ramirez. So a standard 6-3. That was big that Cox moved to second, because that would have been a tailor-made double play ball. Instead, for Ramirez, just a standard 6-3. Cox does move to third as well. Lehnar had a shift across his body to even look towards third, decided not to go there, went to first, so two are away. Cox 90 feet away from scoring. And it's up to Yordiz Valdez, another chance for Valdez with a runner in scoring position to potentially drive home. He struck out with a runner on second and first to close the second. First pitch from Ramirez, fastball up and in, count 1-0. Valdez has been a big contributor despite just playing 11 games here in Lake County. Two runs batted in 9 hits. And of course had the walk-off single for Lake County back on September 10th. As he rips one here in the air, right fielder backtracking and off his glove. It's off the glove of Keith. So Cox scores. Keith will throw in into second Valdez. That could have been out number three. Instead, off the glove of Keith, and Lake County has a run here tonight. Cox coming across the plate. 1-0, Captains. Valdez ripped it to right field, but Keith was there to potentially make a play. Play was not made. And that looks like he'll do it for Ramirez as well. Chubb is out, and the left-hander will come in for Great Lakes. I think a play that Damon Keith, who right now is hunched over, hands on his knees, wishes he could have made, but did not. So Chubb will come out, take out Ramirez, and the Loons will go to a left-hander. Appears to be Jeff Belge warming up. We'll confirm who it is. But right now, Ramirez is done, and he will walk off. Up and down start for him, but he does leave with a run allowed. And they will give Valdez a double on that as well. So it's 1-0 Lake County. We'll step aside. 1-0 lead here for Lake County. Down 1-0 in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series here on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling. But it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. No PEC, no one, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at nopec.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
It is Jeff Belge, the left-hander, who will come on for this Great Lakes Loons team. Has a runner in scoring position to deal with after Yordis Valdez with a double to right field. Valdez again contributing for this Lake County Captains team. He joined in the final days of August, back on August 27th, and he has just been a key component for this Lake County team. Ripping a double that did go off the glove of Damon Keith, a ball I think Keith would have told you he should have made the grab on to end the inning. Instead, Lake County finally breaks through, 1-0. They have a lead here in the fourth. Looking to do more, Joe Naraho. He will take on the lefty Belge here. This may just be Belge on Naraho, and that's it for Belge. Come the fifth, we'll see, but the first pitch from the tall left-hander called strike, count 0-1. Belge 6'5", 225, native of Syracuse, New York, and did his college ball in Queens at St. John's University. He looks back at second, the 0-1. Fastball top of the zone, quickly up on Naraho, 0-2. Belge had a disastrous start, one inning and one earned run with four strikeouts, but it took him 35 pitches as an opener back on August 31st. A game Great Lakes lost 2-0, and Belge took the loss in. 0-2. Breaking ball off the end of the bat, Naraho skied into foul territory, third baseline, backtracking third baseman Vivas, and he makes the play in the bullpen to end the inning. But the Captains get on the board with the RBI double from Yordis Valdez. It's one run on one hit, no errors, and one left on base for Lake County. They have a lead for Tommy Mace, who will come out for the bottom of the fourth next on WJCU.
When you can be at the ballpark every day. For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the fourth, Tommy Mace pitching with a lead for the first time tonight. 1-0, Lake County after a double from Yordis Valdez in the top of the fourth. The lone run in this Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. First pitch to Imanol Vargas from Mace, a fastball top of the zone, 92, a called strike, and the count 0-1. Lake County pitching with a lead, and they need two wins here in Midland to move on. A three-game series, the Loons taking game one, so of course, pressure on Lake County, but pressure on this Loons team as well. Two chances to get it done in their home ballpark. In a season where Lake County has won 7 of 12 games played here at Dow. Swing and a miss from Vargas, a foul tip into the glove, so it's one ball, two strikes. Mace up on Vargas. Mace the look in, the windup, the kick, and the 1-2. Breaking ball, ooh, just misses off the outer edge, count 2-2. Good pitch from Mace, but Vargas stayed wet. Two strikeouts for Mace, and his second being of Vargas, and his lone plate appearance in the second. Mace has stranded 5 loons on base here this evening. 2-2. Breaking ball, a call, third strike. Top of the zone, Vargas, second strikeout of the night, third, Tommy Mace. All right, well, we'll take a look in the Midwest League scoreboard tonight. It'll be a quick one with the only other game, the Midwest League Western Division Championship Series. Right now, ones on both sides. A perfect game field between the South Bend Cubs and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. South Bend with a 1-0 lead in that series. Here's Jose Ramos, who tripled in his last plate appearance against Mace. First pitch, fastball off the plate outside, count 1-0. Halpin sprinted all the way back and then jumped up at the center field fence. It went off the tip of his glove, and Halpin threw it in after corralling it. But Ramos was at third. After a walk to Gauthier, DeYoung flew out to center, and the Loons came away empty-handed. One ball, one strike. Mace onto the right hand, hitting Ramos. Ramos swings, line drive. Milan Tolentino leaps up and makes the catch. What a leap from Tolentino. He didn't come down his feet, but he made the grab. And gives a thumbs up to his bullpen, who's fired up for him. Same with the dugout. Leaping play by Milan Tolentino. And there's two away. So Austin Gauthier will try and come up and make it not a quick inning for Mace. Mace getting some help defensively from Tolentino. Great defensive play from the sure-handed 20-year-old, excuse me. Gauthier with a check swing, puts it to the back wall, count 0-1. Gauthier tonight walked and would steal second. Two left on base, two in scoring position by Mace in that second inning, where it took Mace 26 pitches, but again, no run scored. The 0-1, fastball, called strike at the knees, count 0-2. Tommy Mace looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the fourth. Hasn't got much run support this season, averaging just 1.2 runs of support in 22 games pitched. Got a run tonight, and he's working with it. Trying to complete 4 scoreless. The 0-2 from Mace. Breaking ball, and a called third strike. 1-2-3 inning for Tommy Mace. 2 strikeouts in the frame and 4 overall. A 6'6 righty, 2021 second round pick. 4 scoreless against the Loons here in game 2. We jump to the fifth. Lake County with a 1-0 lead here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Two, three, four in the captain's order for this top of the fifth. Jeff Belge got a flyout to third base. Vivas caught in foul territory of Jonah Rojo to end the fourth after Adolfo Ramirez allowed an RBI double to Yordiz Valdez. The lone run for the captains and in this game. Cairo takes a hack at the first pitch. High fly ball, foul territory, first base side. Rushing gives it a look, but it's into the lawn. That will be a souvenir for a young fan here on this Thursday night. It's game two in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. I'm John Vaccari, and Jake Wolnick back with you in the WGCU studio. It's game 131 of the season, postseason game number two, and Lake County with a 1-0 lead here in Midland. Cairo tonight 1-for-2 with a single in the first. Bell just pitched. Cairo swings in the air to right center. Moving over to his left, Ramos, the center fielder. He makes the catch chest high on the move for out number one in the frame. Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Well, Discount Drug Mart has you covered with the Courtesy Plus card. Pick up a Courtesy Plus card at Discount Drug Mart. Register at discount-drugmart.com. Then start using it. It's that easy. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. Petey Halpin tonight, two plate appearances, two walks. Lefty on lefty, first pitch from Belge. Fastball off the plate outside, count 1-0. Surprised with Belge, who, as mentioned, that Lake County appearance got roughed up. And then in that start, and then a relief appearance, 1-1 third with two earned runs. Again, the call for the Loons here tonight. They believe in the left-hander who, to his credit, three scoreless innings in the last series against West Michigan. For the 24-year-old lefty, 18th-round pick in the 2019 draft by the Dodgers. 1-1 from Belge. Bottom of the zone, a called strike count 1-2 on Halpin. No one up in the bullpen for the Loons, so Belge's inning, his fifth, is his. The 1-2. Fastball darts low of the zone. Count worked even. Two balls, two strikes to Halpin. Center fielder who got the final out in the second inning after one that just went off the tip of his glove. Tough play to make leaping on the triple from Ramos. One of two hits for the Loons tonight. The 2-2 from Belge. Swing and a miss. Halpin out in front of it. Belge with his first K. Three captains retired in a row and two away in this fifth. So now it's Alexi Planez who will come up. Planez has been gifted two prime opportunities to try and drive runs home tonight, and unlike most of his season, couldn't get it done. 5-3 double play with two runners on, then a strikeout with two runners on and one out. No one on here. Maybe Planez a solo shot. We'll see. First pitch, a fastball high, count 1-0. 19 home runs is what the 21-year-old from Venezuela finished with this year. It's so strong for Lake County, the active leader in home runs and RBIs on the team. 1-0, big cut. Planez comes up empty, count 1-1. Belge the lefty with what the captains haven't seen a lot of tonight, and that's strikes, and strikes early and often in at-bats. The 1-1. Planez swings. High fly ball to right, moving towards the line. Keith, he's under it, makes the play. It's a 1-2-3 fifth. For Jeff Belge, the lefty with two flyouts and a strikeout. And the first inning, the captains don't leave a runner on. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base. Halfway point of the ball game, Lake County 1, Great Lakes nothing. This game 2 of the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series on WJCU.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
9-1-2 in the Great Lakes order here tonight. Aldridge DeYoung, Eddie's Leonard, Dalton rushing. Loons looking for their first run off Tommy Mace. Mace has allowed just two hits tonight and no runs, leaving five on base. Righty versus lefty with Aldridge DeYoung to begin. First pitch from Mace, breaking ball off the plate outside, count 1-0. Mace currently stands at 67 pitches, 42 strikes. Anywhere in that 80 range is where I think the bullpen would get up and going, though no one warming up right now. The captain's pen hoping Mace can complete five. DeYoung, a ground ball up the middle. Tolentino was positioned there, so he moves over to his left field, and his throw to first beats DeYoung by a step for out number one. Nice defensive alignment in that situation for Lake County. So now it's the top of the order for the third time against Mace. Eddie's Leonard, another chance. He's 0-2. I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic has been outstanding against Tommy Mace, including two home runs, six runs batted in. Tonight, 0-2. Righty on righty, Mace the windup, kicking the pitch. Leonard shatters his bat. A slow roller to the shortstop, Tolentino. He tries to barehand it, but cannot field it cleanly, so Leonard aboard. The bat shattered off the left end of the mound, so no one injured by it. Leonard aboard with a broken bat base hit. And a runner on for the Loons here in this fifth. And Tolentino with a clean barehanded grab. May have had a shot at Leonard. Leonard a very fast runner. And Tolentino with the right decision there. Because if he tried to glove it and then throw it, wouldn't have mattered. So Dalton Rushing is now at the plate. Rushing 0-1 with a walk tonight. First pitch from Mace. Fastball high, count 1-0. Rushing, of course, two-run single in game one. This is just his second game, both postseason games, at the high A level. Getting the call-up from low A Rancho Cucamonga for this series, the Loons. The 1-0 from Mace. Fastball high, count 2-0. Appears for the captains that they will have Alaska Abney to warm. Makes sense. Abney did pitch in game one 2 days ago, but he only threw four pitches, so he would be as good as new to come on and face these Loons batters if need be. Count 2-0, Mace the pitch. Misses high once more, count 3-0. How quickly do you pull the plug on Tommy Mace here is the question if Rushing gets aboard. One out in this inning, a runner on Leonard, but it is a one-run captain's lead here that manager Greg DiCenzo and pitching coach Caleb Longshore are looking to protect. Mace sent from the stretch to 3-0. Fastball down the middle called strike, count 3-1. 91 from Mace, the right-hander who's been really strong tonight and is trying to complete five innings, which he hasn't done in five previous starts against the Loons. This, like, different from all his other starts, though, he's not allowed to run. The 3-1, swing and a miss from Rushing, count works from 3-0 to full, now on the starting first baseman for the Loons. Tommy Mace, four strikeouts here tonight. Righty Mace, lefty Rushing. Three balls, two strikes, one out. And he's Leonard, the short lead off of first base. Mace, a turnaround throw the first. Naraho has to stretch out his glove and move to his right to make sure that ball cleanly goes into his mitt and not towards the back wall behind the first base line, and of course keeping Leonard in check. So it's three balls, two strikes here, one out. Righty Mace, lefty in Rushing. Payoff pitch, no, not coming. It's another pickoff. This one a better throw, but not as close a call. Leonard back in. Wanting to keep Leonard close as well. He has a lot of power, but Leonard also a lot of speed, though just four stolen bases. Mace wants to keep him to a short lead if the ball is put in the gap. Leonard takes off. Payoff pitch is fouled back and coming straight here. And it ricochets off the window to my right. The Trackman score right here, right in front of me. It went off, I think, the tip of your hands. Yeah, he's throwing his hands to his side there. I think it did hit off the hands. And then deflected up right to the window to my right. That close to coming in here. But we have one window down, one window up. That would went right probably into the Comrex if I didn't have that window down, so I just saved us probably $1,000. Runner takes off, swing and a miss from Rushing. Ramirez's throw on the money and in time to end the inning. Mace with a fist pump, and he's fired up as he takes the step off the mound. A strike him out, throw him out. 5 Ks for Tommy Mace over 5 scoreless innings, and a throw right on the money from Mikael Ramirez. We're through 5 here at Dow Diamond. 1-0. Lake County still clinging to the lead on WJCU.
Air high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Lake County will have 5-6-7 in their order to begin this top of the sixth inning. Still 1-0 lead, both sides with 3 hits. An error for Lake County, but also the run. A double from Yordiz Valdez. Right now, the decisive run. Loons will go back to their pen with another lefty. Ronan Kopp will begin his day. First pitch, a fastball misses high, count 1-0. Ronan Kopp, a California native, just 20 years old, 2021 12th round pick. Misses with another fastball outside and high. So the count 2-0 onto Milan Tolentino. The shortstop 0-2 tonight. A fly out to center and a strikeout. Tolentino with a key defensive play made in the fourth. A leaping grab. Left his feet and crashed, I think, on his ankles. But Tolentino so athletic to sprawl up and get it and help Tommy Mace to a 1-2-3 inning. Mace 5 scoreless here tonight. The 2-1. Fastball low inside, so the count 3-3. Hop onto Tolentino, lefty on lefty. The Achilles heel for Adolfo Ramirez, why his start, despite allowing just 1 run, was shortened, was a lot of walks. Cop trying to avoid that here. Well, he doesn't to Tolentino. It's a fastball that misses off the plate outside. A 5-pitch walk for Milan, and a leadoff base runner for the Captains here in the sixth. For Great Lakes, now a total of 6 base on balls. So Connor Cox will come up sporting the knee-high socks tonight. Usually a guy with pants over the socks, but not here this evening. Maybe a different look for the postseason. And so far, Cox tonight 0-1, got a walk in the fourth, and will come around to score the game's only run. Cop's first pitch to Cox is a fastball high outside, count 1-0. Cop is missing high right now for the Loons. Tolentino, the runner on first, plenty of speed. 29 combined at low A and high A. 1 off 30 for him. 1-0 fastball inside, count 2-0. Tough to not end on that round number, but Milan with the second most stolen bases in the entire organization. David Anderson, the pitching coach, will come out to Kopp. And again, similar to Ramirez, Kopp's stuff just is not looking right now. The Loons arguably threw their best arms in game one. That's the plus side for Lake County looking at this game. Duran, great starter. Sublett, one of their better relievers. And River Ryan, arguably their best pitcher with the 7 Ks. And Ben Harris finished it off with 1-1/3. Ramirez also a great starter. And tomorrow, Kendall Williams the same. But the bullpen sort of weakens after Ryan, Sublett, as well as Harris. And Ronan Kopp trying to will his team to a scoreless inning here, but not a great start with a walk and now a 2-0 count. He lowers that fastball, maybe too low there. It's outside, and the count 3-0. Cobb just not finding the zone so far right now. 8 pitches thrown, 1 strike. Here's the 3-0. Fastball, top of the zone, a called strike, 3-1. Captains would love to distance that lead. Right now, the bullpen quiet, so it points to Tommy Mace, who's at 76 pitches right now after a 9-pitch fifth, looking to complete 6. Coppa, throw over to first. It's a lollipop throw in. No real danger for Tolentino. The captains in their pen used Abney, starter Rodney Boone, Davis Sharp, Elvis Jerez, and Zach Hart in game number 1. Of course, an off day yesterday, and it'd be nice if Mace could give 6 and then just work with back-end guys for Lake County and have really a full-rested bullpen for that game 3, which if the captains win tonight will come your way tomorrow. Cox with a check swing, put it back to the netting, so it's 3 balls, 2 strikes here. Lefty Kopp on the righty Cox, and Tolentino a short lead at first. Top of the 6th inning, Lake County with a 1-0 lead. Kopp's payoff, Tolentino takes off, pitch is a check swing, so throwing down Cartaya, but his throw off the money, Cox will walk. It's a base on balls because his check swing, he did not break the wrist, did not go across the plate, so it's 2 consecutive walks for Kopp, and he'll face Corey Holland here. There was a tag applied from Gauthier after catching it. I think it might have caught Connor Cox, or maybe, I don't know, Cox just right now is bending over. Matt Beauregard started to sprint out, but then was told by Cox to stay there, don't worry, so Cox appears to be all right, but might have been a rough slide right now, just trying to recompose himself. He'll stay in as he takes the lead off second. 2 runners on, no outs. Third baseman Vivas in. Will Holland bunt? We'll see. 0-1 with a walk. Holland squares the bunt. First pitch, he puts it down. Coming off the mound and fielding, the left-hander Kopp. The throw is high, and it takes rushing off the base. Kopp fires it in, and rushing leaped up and just couldn't bring that foot back down. Kopp, he's a big unit. 6'7", and his throw was too high for Rushing, the first baseman. Rushing stands at just 6'1". So it's a bunt that puts Holland on. The bases are now loaded for Lake County with no outs. Mikhail Ramirez to the plate, and Diego Cartaya will come out back to the mound. That was a much-needed out for the Loons that they just did not get. Austin Chubb will also come out, and the infield and catcher is there as well. There's been a right-hander warming up for the last 2 batters, but of course Holland was a rather quick at bat with the bunt put down the first pitch. So a sack bunt for Holland aboard, and they give an E1 to Kopp on the throwing error, and that's the end of Kopp's night. He did not record an out. He leaves the bases loaded and no outs for a right-hand reliever here for the Loons. We'll tell you more about him and return after a quick word from our sponsors here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU. Captains 1, Loons nothing. Here on your home for Lake County Captains Playoff Baseball, this the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series.
2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Aldry Acosta will be the new arm for the Great Lakes Loons in this spot. And Aldry Acosta a right-hander who has been strong this year for Great Lakes, has a sinker, slider, cutter, and a changeup. He's allowed no earned runs in his last five outings, including two scoreless against Lake County back on August 31st. He comes in quite a spot. Acosta, luckily for Great Lakes, knows how to throw strikes, but he has to deal with Tolentino at third, Cox at second, Holland at first, following a sack bunt and then an E1 on the throw. No outs, and Mikhail Ramirez, who's 1-for-2 at the plate. Corner infielders are in for the Loons, trying to protect this 1-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. First pitch from Acosta, Ramirez, a swing and a miss, count 0-1. Ideally for the Loons, a strikeout or an out where no runners move for Ramirez, and then a double play to end the inning. Ramirez just needs to put a ball in the outfield with the lead runner, Tolentino, the leader for the Captains in stolen bases. Plenty of speed. 0-1. Ramirez chops it foul back to the back wall, count 0-2. Ronan Kopp began this inning but couldn't get the job done and did not record an out, walking two and committing an error. Worst case scenario for the big 6-7 lefty. Now go to a righty for the first time since star Ramirez do the Loons, and Acosta with an 0-2 count here on Ramirez. Mikhail Ramirez batting from the right side. The 0-2. Slider that brings Cartaya into the left-hand batter's box. Cartaya snags it to his right and keeps it in front. Plenty of room behind the plate here at Dow Diamond. So if a ball gets past the catcher, Cartaya, runners may be on the move and take quite an effort to try and get Tolentino out the plate. One ball, two strikes here. The pitch. Ramirez chases a slider. There's one away. Acosta, a high-leverage guy, brought into this spot for a reason. The guy can throw strikes, has movement on that slider, and doesn't have that traditional fastball sinker, which, if put where he wants, can force a ground ball, which he's hoping for Yordiz Valdez here. Valdez tonight, 1-for-2, that RBI double back in the fourth. First pitch here to Valdez, fastball off the plate outside, low and away, count 1-0. Middle infield, Leonard the shortstop, Gauthier the second baseman in double play depth. It's Tolentino the runner at third. Cox the runner at second and Holland the runner at first. All three men possess plus speed. And a ball put in the gap could put three on the board for Lake County. 1-0. Valdez, a big cut, comes up empty. Count 1-1. Acosta, the 23-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela. International free agent signed in 2016 when he was just 17 years old. Valdez rips it back to the netting, count 1-2. Acosta up once again on the nine-hitter. Valdez, he retired Ramirez in four pitches, trying to do the same to Valdez. Joe Naraho is awaiting on deck. Mentioned it tonight earlier, but Naraho, the bases loaded. Most grand slams, tied for the record in Captain's history, three. The 1-2. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Good take from Valdez. And the count 2-2. But look in from the righty, Acosta. The 2-2. Valdez, ground ball right side. Taylor made double play. Gauthier flips it to Leonard, who throws the first in time. Exactly what the Great Lakes Loons needed. With the bases loaded and no outs, the Captains did not get a run. A strikeout and then a 4-6-3 DP. Aldry Acosta gets the job done. No runs for Lake County. No hits. One error. And they leave after the DP. One on base. Through five, Lake County still has a lead. Mace will come back out. But that a big blow for Lake County. They tried to distance their lead and were shut down. We go to the bottom of the sixth, WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the sixth, Mace face 3, 4, and 5 in the Loons order. First pitch to Yorbit Vivas, a fastball on top of the zone called strike count, 0-1. Mace to this point has just been excellent. 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, no runs. Vivas lifts a ball, left side foul territory. Cairo sprinting towards the wall, but it's into the seats, count 0-2. It's Yorbit Vivas, Diego Cartaya, Damon Keith, 3, 4, 5 in the Loons order. Vivas has reached on an E5 and a fielder's choice. Cartaya with a single. Keith is 0-2. Tommy Mace is not needing help from the bullpen. Alaska Abney currently warming up. Will come in for Tommy Mace, who right now is at 78 pitches. Righty Mace onto the lefty in Vivas. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch clock expires on Mace, so that will be a ball. See it coming down, and Yan Rivera signaling to and talking to the home plate umpire Molman, and I think the captains maybe thought Ramirez called time. Not the case, or didn't seem like that. Maybe Mace stepped off, but regardless, it is a 1-ball, 2-strike count here. Mace on to Vivas, the pitch. Breaking ball called a third strike. Tommy Mace getting the breaking ball. 6 strikeouts overall, and he'll take the ball with the pitch clock, but the actual pitches he threw, 3 strikes. Trying to complete 6 innings here tonight, and Mace is already now with 5 completed, the most he's gone against the Loons, and, well, that's all he'll get. The captains will go here to Alaska Abney. 5 1/3 completed for Mace. He got that batter in Vivas, which was risky, righty versus lefty, but Lake County left him in, and they'll go for Abney for these final 2 outs. Tommy Mace just flat out terrific. Of course, he's had his ups and downs this year with the blister bleeding on that right hand, but tonight it was all Tommy Mace. 5 1/3 scoreless. He will walk off, not get too big of an ovation here on the road, but he does deserve one back in East Lake. Tommy Mace, 6 strikeouts tonight and no earned runs. Diego Cartaya and Damon Keith will be the batters for Alaska Abney in the face. The submarine right-hander will warm up. We'll step aside for the moment. Right now, Lake County, a 1-0 lead on Great Lakes. Bottom of the sixth inning here in Game 2. The Loons up 1-0 in the series in this Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run!
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
It's So Alaska Abney out of the pen for Lake County. It will be Diego Cartaya, Damon Keith with one out. Abney's first pitch, a called strike at the knees, count 0-1. Abney on four pitches back on Tuesday in game one would strike out the man he's facing right now, Diego Cartaya, to end the inning. That was it for Abney. Coming out after would be Ronnie Boone, who would throw four scoreless. So Abney fresh for this game, and Lake County wants to use their most used reliever this year, Abney, with a team-high 42 appearances, 49 and two-thirds innings. The 1-1, Cartaya, a cut and a miss, count 1-2. Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers' top prospect, getting the start behind the plate. 1-for-2 tonight, a single in the third, a ground out to short in the first. The Loons have gotten solid pitching on their side as well. The Captains just one better, 1-0 lead. Now a bullpen game for both sides. Abney, the right-hand submarine thrower. The 1-2 is swung on and missed by Cartaya. With a new pitcher on, the strikeouts continue. Cartaya swing and a miss. And Abney, one out away from finishing off this sixth. He'll take on Damon Keith, 0-for-2. Keith had the big bomb in the first game of this series back in the second inning. The Loons dominated from start to finish today, have yet to get their offense off the ground, leaving five on base through the first five innings. First pitch from Abney here, fastball high outside, count 1-0. Alaska Abney, one of the many 2021 draft picks on this team, back in the 15th round by the Cleveland Guardians. The 1-0. Check swing from Keith did not go on a slider that missed outside high, so the count 2-0. The Loons, similar to Lake County, haven't had a problem getting runners on. It's just been scoring them, plating them. The combined for both sides, 12 left on base. Keith swats it right side foul up and over the roofing, and the count now at 2-1. Captain's defense has Valdez shaded up the middle. Everyone else standard with Keith swing back and forth in the right-hand batter's box. Abney's 2-1. Fastball high, count 3-1. Waiting on deck, Emil Vargas, two strikeouts tonight. Keith trying to get on board, and the Loons do not want to keep relying on their pitching to keep this game close. The 3-1. Fastball inside, Damon Keith works a walk. A rare occurrence for Alaska Abney, who had in the regular season 28 base on balls and almost 50 innings completed. He allows the free pass to Keith here. Emil Vargas will come up. Talk about a guy who needs a signature moment. Vargas has just been an offensive slog to finish out his season. Still a 268 mark through 116 games played. He's been a special talent and did damage against Lake County back in the early months of this season, but no hits in the last time these two teams played a six-game series. First pitch from Abney misses low and away to Vargas, count 1-0. Of course, with the way this game is currently situated, one swing of the bat and the Loons would have a lead with Lake County clinging to a 1-0 advantage. 1-0 is a breaking ball off the outside, count 2-0. Abney trying to find the zone here after that base on balls to Keith. Falls behind the hitter in Vargas. Vargas batting from the left side. Two strikeouts, two of the six for right-hander Tommy Mace. Abney's 2-0. Slider doesn't get the call on the outside corner, so the count 3-0. With left-hand hitting Vargas, Tolentino, the shortstop, shaded up the middle, and Valdez playing on the beginning of the outfield grass. Lake County's second baseman. 3-0. There's a strike down the middle, count 3-1. 88 again on Abney. That fastball will max out at the high 80s, but that submarine delivery keeps hitters off balance where that breathtaking velocity really not needed. The 3-1. Slider from Abney misses outside for ball four. It's two straight walks issued by Abney after getting the strikeout of Cartaya, and now Jose Ramos will step up. Quick conversation here. Ramirez and Tolentino will join Abney. Looking towards the bench, Caleb Longshore looked originally like he'd stay. Now he'll come out. And Andrew Greg DeCenzo tells Longshore something before he begins his trot out to the mound. Captain's bullpen right now is a couple members standing and getting loose, but no one currently throwing to a catcher. The entire infield, Ramirez the catcher, will come in for this meeting, and also the umpires will have a meeting. Why not? They haven't talked to each other all game long, and they'll converse here. So the situation is a runner on second, Keith, a runner on first, Vargas, two away in this bottom of the sixth. Jose Ramos is at the plate. Ramos, the triple back in the second inning. He was stranded on third to end the inning. His other plate appearance was a line drive hit to Milan Tolentino, who jumped up and snatched it before it could go over his head. So Ramos has hit the ball solid, his both plate appearances, and looking to deliver the Loons their first run. Abney trying to get that out. Righty on righty matchup. Abney to the center fielder Ramos. Ramos with a triple and also had the RBI single in the ninth in game one. Midland making some noise. Another situation for the captains to work out of. Ramos swings in the air to deep left. Connor Cox is backtracking. He's at the track and makes the grab just before the wall. That ends the inning. Ramos gave it a ride, but it stays in the yard. Abney forces the fly ball, and the captains once again strand Loons on the bases. It's no runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on for the Loons in the sixth. Through six innings of baseball, 1-0 Lake County. This game two of the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, WJCU.
Hey, Lake County fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Captains!
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the order for the fourth time tonight for Lake County to begin this top of the seventh inning. It will be yet another arm out of the Loons bullpen. Fourth pitcher used out of the pen, fifth tonight. Michael Hobbs, the right-hander, making his first postseason appearance. First pitch to Naraho, fastball outside high, count 1-0. I understand saving Acosta for potentially tomorrow, but he was dominant to get Great Lakes out of bases loaded, no outs with a strikeout and a double play. But they elect to go to Hobbs here, 1-0 to Naraho, make it 1-1 as a fastball hits at the top of the zone. But they'll bring in Hobbs, 23-year-old from Corona, California, 2021 10th round pick. The 1-1, fastball, and it clips the outside corner to Naraho, count 1-2. Joe Naraho tonight, the captain who's logged the most games this season, 0-2. He walked his specialty in the third. The 1-2 from Hobbs. Breaking ball inside low. At Naraho, count 2-2. Lake County getting an arm up. It's a left-hander, Raymond Burgos, which is a good call here for Lake County. Burgos not used in game one. Figured he'd be on tap tonight for game two. 2-2. Naraho with a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says third base umpire Nathaniel Dieterich. So Naraho down on strikes. And that culminates this beginning of the first. So Christian Cairo will come up. 1-for-3 night for him. Infield single in the first. A strikeout and a fly out to center. Cairo with an error earlier defensively, but That inning would not end with a run. It would end with a 6-4 fielder's choice with runners on the corners forced by Tommy Mace. Mace was terrific tonight as Cairo is swinging a miss, count 0-1. 80 pitches thrown for Tommy, 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. He probably, again, not statistically maybe his best start, but given the circumstances and the scoreless goose egg, the zero that he put up, it's hard to top it. It's Cairo, another miss on a big cut. It's now 0-2, Hobbs to Cairo, righty on righty. Lights turned on and a big crowd here in Midland for this game number 2. The stakes, if the Loons win, they move on to the championship series. The Captains win, we get a game 3 tomorrow night. The 0-2, breaking ball slider low and away, count 1-2. Captains would love some breathing room for their pitching. I'm sure their pitching and, of course, Raymond Burgos would appreciate it as well. It's 1-2 here. Hobbs set at the belt, the pitch. Slider in the dirt. Cartaya kicks it to his left side, but no worry with no runners on. Count even at 2-2. Hobbs looks down at the baseball. In his right hand now comes set at the belt. Leg kick in the 2-2. Fires a fastball. Does not get the call on the outer corner. Hear the reaction. Midland wanted it, but it will be a full count. A 3-2 offering from Hobbs to Cairo. 3-2, 1 out. The payoff pitch. Cairo swings. High fly ball into shallow center. Charging on Ramos. Keith, the right fielder, also in the vicinity, but moving to his left. Ramos makes the grab for out number 2. So now Petey Halpin will come up. Last 4 captains retired in a row. Halpin trying to break that trend. 0-1 Halpin. 2 walks. 1 in the first and 1 in the third. Petey in the left-hand batter's box. Third baseman Vivas in on the infield grass. First pitch from Hobbs. Halpin cuts and misses. Count 0-1. For the Loons, it will be 8-9-1 come the 7th against Burgos as Halpin calls time. And of course, if the Captains can't extend this lead, the look goes to the Captains' pitching, which has been a strong component of their team all season long, arguably one of the reasons, if not the top reason, they're still playing baseball. 0-1 is a fastball off the plate outside, count 1-1. The offense has surged in the month of August and plenty of power there. Of course, to win 76 games like the Captains have this season, you need a mix of everything working well, and tonight it's been the pitching dominant. 1-1, a breaking ball top of the zone, count 1-2. Michael Hobbs looking for a 1-2-3 seventh inning and try and jolt and shock this Loons offense into getting something across the board. 1-2 from Hobbs. In the dirt, bounces well before the plate. Cartaya blocks it off the chest protector in the count 2-2. The 20-year-old Petey Halpin, built for the postseason, had the 2 singles on game 1 and in game 1. And you could tell with him and with a lot of Captains players a different energy today at the ballpark. The 2-2. Halpin foul tips it into the glove. Hobbs with a 1-2-3 frame. 2 strikeouts, we go to the 7th inning stretch. The 7th inning stretch brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains, and everything you love. Abney will begin this inning. Burgos continues warming up. It will be the bottom of the 7th, 8-9-1 for the Loons. Down a run here in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, Game 2, here on WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Austin Gauthier swings at the first pitch down the right field line. Planez was in the vicinity, but it one hops into the Loons bullpen out of play. Planez had the room, but I think just ran out of speed towards the end there, and he had to also go a long way. So Austin Gauthier will pick up the bat. Abney will begin, righty versus righty. I figure with Aldrich DeYoung, a lefty on deck, that it will go to Burgos for the next batter, but they begin with Abney, who marked out of two walks in the sixth. They're going to fly out to left to end the inning. 0-1 here. Gauthier, ground ball up the middle. Valdez positioned there. Backhand snag, his throw, and it beats Gauthier by a step for out number one. So, once again, the captains doing their homework on these Loons hitters. A 4-3, Valdez fielding the second baseman, and captain's dugout right now quiet. Looks like they'll stick with Abney here for DeYoung batting from the left side. So righty on lefty, Abney's first pitch. DeYoung looks at it, first pitch strike count 0-1. This could be just, hey, having Burgos start with the top of the order, but he's continuing the throw, and Abney continuing the throw on the mound. The 1-0, or 0-1. DeYoung swings, high fly ball center field. Halpin moving to his right. He's under it and squeezes it head high for out number two. So there you go. Abney gets the two outs necessary, and I think they'll keep him in here. The way he's going, so Burgos there just in case, and if Lake County could have him for the eighth and potentially the ninth, they'll take it. Of course, Lake County also with a back-end reliever, Trey Benton, who did not pitch on Tuesday, and a couple other arms as well available if needed, Jordan Jones, Jack DeGroat, worth noting. First pitch to Eddie's Leonard, chopped foul, count 0-1. You also have the left-hand looks of Jaime Arias and Matt Turner if you need for Lake County. And don't forget Lenny Torres, though. Torres, usually a long-end relieving guy and not the back end. So it's 0-1 to Leonard. Abney looking for a 1-2-3. Leonard 1-for-3, one of the most dangerous bats in this Loons order. Takes a fastball top of the zone, so the count is quickly 0-2. Abney looking for a 1-2-3, and despite Burgos warming up, telling his teammate, hey, wait one more inning because I got the seventh. The 0-2. Leonard, a swing and a miss. Abney with the K. Second for him, a 1-2-3 seventh work. And Alaska Abney showing why he has been one of the most utilized relievers for Lake County. Seven scoreless for the captain's pitching here tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the eighth. Still 1-0 Loons here on one of the captains here on WGCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467.
Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Top of the eighth, Lake County with the 1-0 lead here against the Loons, Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, game number two. Michael Hobbs begins to Alexi Planez, 4-5-6 in the order for Lake County. First pitch of breaking ball, dots the outside corner, count 0-1. Raymond Burgos continues to throw in the captain's pen. He will most likely get the eighth after Laska Abney with 1 2/3 scoreless. After Tommy Mace's 5 1/3 scoreless, the Loons with just three hits tonight. Captain, same thing, but Lake County has a run. The RBI double from Yordiz Valdez all the way back in the fourth. Hobbs, the kick and the 1-1 to Planez. Planez, hard hit ball foul down the third baseline. Count 1-2. Alex Reed tonight, 0-3. He's 0-7 combined in this postseason. Not the best time for one of your better hitters to go cold. Planez could change that with one swing of the bat. Tonight, a 5-3 double play, a strikeout, and then a flyout into right. Hobbs the look in, set at the belt, right-hander. The 1-2. Planez cuts and misses. Hobbs with his third strikeout, fourth captain retired so far tonight. NOPEC buys electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passes the savings and benefits on to you. Also, you can enjoy greater peace of mind. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. Milan Tolentino now at the plate, 0-2 with a base on balls. Third baseman Vivas playing in on the infield grass. First pitch from Hobbs, fastball high, count one up. The captains in the sixth had an opportunity to extend this lead. Bases loaded, no outs, but squandered it. Captain's pitching, though, has been a saving grace here tonight. A breaking ball high, count 2-0. And ideally, Lake County would not like a 1-0 lead and victory, but if that's how they have to do it, by any means necessary here in postseason play. Hobbs the look in, the 2-0 to Tolentino. Tolentino swings, blooper into shallow left, backtracking the shortstop. Leonardi leaps up and makes the grab. Nice job as Leonard continues to jog out in deep left field. Momentum brought him back, and an impressive defensive play made for out number two. Connor Cox will get a fourth plate appearance. Cox was the man driven in by Yordiz Valdez with that double. He would score. The one run for the captains tonight. Valdez, remember, putting it off the right fielder's glove and Keith. A deciding run at this point. First pitch from Hobbs, breaking ball at the knees, count 0-1. Two California natives here, Hobbs to Cox, the 0-1. Cox swings in the air to deep left, backtracking DeYoung. He's at the track and he'll field it off the wall. He bobbles it for a moment. Cox will come into second base. It's a stand-up double for Connor Cox. Fourth hit for Lake County tonight. And a base runner in scoring position. A two-out double for number 22, Connor Cox. Cox's first hit of the postseason comes in a big spot. And now Corey Holland, who already has an RBI hit, looking to drive in another here in the eighth. So Cox with the leadoff second. Gauthier, the second baseman, playing close. First pitch from Hobbs. Fastball outside and low. Count 1-0. Took the sixth batter, but the captains get a base runner on Hobbs, trying to complete two scoreless for the Loons. Even though it may not feel like it, another run for Lake County really adds some distance and, again, that literal breathing room where everyone can take a step back defensively and still be nervous and the pressure on and anxious, of course, but not as much with a two-run lead compared to a one-run lead in this playoff spot late in this game. The 1-0, fastball high count 2-0, and of course, the final three innings have dictated, sometimes not in baseball, where an early lead could put you well ahead, but the late innings recently for Lake County have dominated their comeback wins, and final three innings, the story in game one, where Great Lakes scored four runs to distance themselves to a 7-2 win. 2-0 from Hobbs, breaking ball low, count 3-0. If Hobbs can't find the zone to Holland, it's Mikhail Ramirez on deck, who has a hit tonight. Ground out and a strikeout, 1-for-3. Set at the belt is Hobbs, 3-0 to Holland. We'll see if he gets the green light. He doesn't because, well, it missed high. Corey Holland with a walk worked. The walks continue to pile up for this Loons team. Eventually the breaking point will come, but right now they're battling through it. A four-pitch walk, so Mikhail Ramirez will come up. Two runners on, and before Hobbs throws another pitch, David Anderson, the pitching coach, will have a quick word. That was the main takeaway for this Loons team. 15 strikeouts, no walks as a unit. Tonight, they now have 8 walks as a team, which is not what you want to do in postseason play. The captains, again, that one run scored, but in total, 7 left on base. Ramirez wants to end that trend. Yordies Valdez on deck. There is 2 outs in the inning for Hobbs. And just again in the bullpen, it's still Raymond Burgos getting loose for Lake County. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 for Great Lakes come the bottom of the 8th. Well, the score will be still to be decided with Ramirez up. Ramirez, that one hit, a single, sliced into right field. We'll see what he does here. Righty versus righty matchup. Michael Hobbs to Mikhail Ramirez. After the mound visit, Hobbs, the first pitch. Ramirez looks at a pitch low, count 1-0. Gauthier was just crawling up, sneaking behind the bag and keeping Cox close. He noticed that out of the corner of his eye. He's going to try and take as big of a lead as he can get. Holland at first as well. And, of course, the way they're playing Ramirez with Gauthier close to the base, they can see on that right side of the infield. 1-0. Fastball inside high. Ramirez extends the hands up. Takes a step back as the pitch misses in. Count 2-0. Yordies Valdez, who's driven in the lone run tonight, awaits on deck. 2 balls, no strikes. Cox at second, Holland at first. 1-0 Lake County, top of the 8th. 2-0. Fastball high, count 3-0. Michael Hobbs trying to avoid back-to-back walks. It's been 7 straight pitches in a row that have missed. Hobbs to 3-0. Breaking ball, that finds the zone. Count 3-1. The story tonight is felt with captains and runners on base. Again, one big blow could really distance themselves here late. The 3-1. Ramirez a chopper. Up the middle, and no one decides to field it. It goes up the middle. Cox hits third, and he will come around to score. Neither Leonard nor Gauthier broke towards the baseball. It's an RBI single for Mikhail Ramirez, and the captains take a 2-0 lead here in the top of the 8th. Another play that most likely won't be ruled an error, but is a defensive blunder for this Loons team. If Gauthier took it, no guarantee of an out, but it would have at least saved a run and the bases would have been loaded. He nor Ennis Leonard decide to break towards that baseball thinking that the other guy had it, so Cox scores. Ramirez with the RBI single up the middle, and Austin Chubb will take out Michael Hobbs here, and a left-hander warming up for the Loons will be yet another pitcher in their pen. Hobbs with a tough break there, but it is a 2-0 lead now for Lake County. Big time for the captains, so it will be a left-hand reliever for Great Lakes. We'll step aside, give you the info on him, and he'll have to face Yordies Valdez with 2 runners on still, and now a 2-0 advantage for the captains here on your home for Lake County Captains postseason baseball, WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
New pitcher on for the Loons. It will be Christian Suarez, 21-year-old from Venezuela. He is now the fifth pitcher in relief used, sixth overall, and this is similar to what Lake County had to use. They used six pitchers in game one. Of course, Loons have only allowed two runs. They're still in this ball game, but it's been defensive blunders that have helped Lake County, and blunders, not errors, because they're not scored errors, but they've helped Lake County score offensively. Yordiz Valdez, who's the man who will step up batting from the right side, from the left side of the plate, put one into the outfield off the glove of Keith. That scored a run. Then it was a chopper up the middle just now from Mikael Ramirez that scored the other. 2-0 Lake County. Lefty Suarez's first pitch, fastball off the plate outside, count 1-0. It's also been a lack of command. Eight walks for this Loons pitching staff here tonight after zero in game one. Suarez a look back, the 1-0. Valdez, a swing and a miss, a big cut, count 1-1. Valdez with the bases loaded, grounded into an inning-ending double play, 4-6-3 in the sixth, but also had that RBI double in the fourth, so mixed bag, but in a game that's 2-0, you'll take that positive from Yordiz. The 1-1 from Suarez. Valdez, a chopper left side. Leonard will break in, and he'll field a flip to Gauthier just before Ramirez gets to the base. So it's a fielder's choice that ends the inning, but the Captains get another run of insurance. One run scored on two hits, no errors, and in total, two left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Lake County up 2-0, and Raymond Burgos will get the inning when we return WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates.
Bottom of the eighth, Captains with a 2-0 advantage following the RBI single from Mikael Ramirez. Lake County has to protect that 2-0 lead. Six outs to go. Raymond Burgos takes the hill. He'll face 2-3-4 in the Loons lineup. 2-3-4 have produced just one of three hits for Great Lakes tonight. Dalton rushing the first baseman over two with a walk. Lefty versus lefty. Burgos on to rushing. The 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner. Count 1-1. Burgos coming on in this spot, and potentially, because he has been so strong this season, he can give two. 65 innings pitched at 2.08 ERA. Fastball misses in here. Count now 2-2. It's rushing, then Yorbit Vivas, then Diego Cartaya for this Loon squad. Burgos to deep breath, the 2-1. And a check swing, and that actually popped rushing. And manager Greg DeCenzo, as well as Chris Smith, up at the dugout steps, rushing with a check swing. The pitch hit him, but third base umpire Nathaniel Dieterich said rushing didn't go around, so it's a hit by pitch. And no argument continues for Lake County, but it does now put on the potential tying runner to the plate in Vivas. And it was a close call, but rushing is aboard. And rushing hit by a second pitch in this series, by the way. Was hit last night as well. And that was by Rodney Boone on Tuesday. So now it's Yorbit Vivas at the plate. Lefty on lefty once again. Burgos to Vivas. First pitch, check swing. It's a miss inside. And another check down to third base umpire Nathaniel Dieterich, who says no go. Count 1-0. Vivas, despite not the biggest stature, 5'10", has delivered 10 home runs this season and 128 games played. Takes a pitch up and in here. He takes a step off the left-hand batter's box to avoid the ball. Count 2-0, and now manager Greg DeCenzo will race out of the dugout and talk to Burgos. Usually it's Caleb Longshore, the pitching coach, who comes out with a mound visit rather than a substitution made, but D adamant to talk to his team here and to settle down Burgos, as well as talk with this infield. Of course, the ball in the captain's court right now with them on the mound and them also possessing a 2-0 lead. Ideally, and of course, there's pressure in postseason, but right now the Loons, the team that wants to clinch at home and will have two opportunities to do so, but of course with a 2-0 deficit here and then anything goes into Game 3, like a Game 7 tomorrow if Lake County gets the win, there's pressure on them as well. Manager Greg DeCenzo has created this year a loose environment, a winning with the mix of development that he's adamant about. A step of development is also winning and creating a winning culture that Cleveland Guardians organization has done a good job of producing to their major league club and every minor league affiliate this year. 2-0 is a fastball that makes it a 2-1 count, top of the zone. Burgos gets the strike, and manager Greg DeCenzo with the palms facing down, the calm down sign to Ramirez and Burgos, making sure his pitcher and catcher combo are both relaxed. The 2-1. Vivas, a ground ball up the middle. Tolentino Fields, the throw to Valdez, who just beats rushing to second base. To first Vivas, his second fielder's choice tonight, but a nice play made. Tolentino to Valdez, one away, and a runner still on for the Loons with Diego Cartaya stepping up. A ground ball up the middle, but with the middle infield and double play depth, it was fielded, and a lead runner thrusted away for Lake County of rushing. So now it's Diego Cartaya, who's 1-for-3 tonight. Lefty Burgos on to Cartaya, batting from the right side. 2-0 Lake County lead. Cartaya with a big swing and a miss, not rushing. Count 0-1. Cartaya with a big cut. And you know he's thinking home run. Cartaya hit 13 in 62 games played here at the high A level. The 0-1 rips it back to the netting. Count 0-2. Raymond Burgos, who has provided so much electricity, emotion on the mound. He pitches with so much confidence. And right now, trying to do away of Cartaya and potentially Damon Keith on deck. Two potent power bats for the Loons. 0-2 from Burgos. In the dirt, Ramirez with a sliding stop to his left, inside on a right-hand hitter. And caught it at its lowest angle to keep Vivas close and to keep, of course, at a 1-2 count. So Burgos now set. A glance over towards first base. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Car tie up. Big K from Burgos dialed up 93 on the heater. Out number two. And Damon Keith is the last chance before a ninth inning for the Loons to try and get a run on the board. Keith tonight just missed a home run back in the second. He delivered a home run in the second in game one, but tonight, 0 for 2, he reached on a walk in the sixth. Burgos first pitch to him, breaking ball, called a strike, bottom of the zone, count 0-1. Manager Greg Asenzo with just a great presence of mind to go out and calm down his pitcher, and since then, Burgos has been right on the money. 0-1. Keith swings, clobbers it right side, foul above the roofing, and the count 0-2. A Midland crowd that's nearing 4,000 here tonight. They want championship baseball played here, and even though they'll enjoy coming back to the park tomorrow, they want to get the W here tonight. Burgos the 0-2. On the ground left side, Cairo Fields, the short way to second, the throw to Valdez in time to beat Vivas to the bag and end the inning. Burgos fired up, he pumps his chest and high-fives his catcher in Ramirez. Eight scoreless innings combined for Tommy Mays, Alaska Abney, and Raymond Burgos. We go to the ninth, Loons down 2-0 to the Lake County Captains, who are now 3 outs away from a Game 2 victory here on WJCU.
2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Top of the ninth inning, Christian Suarez, who got the final out in the top of the eighth, will continue here for the Loons, trying to make it a 2-0 deficit that the Loons will have for 6, 7, and 8 in their order to try and make up for in the bottom of the ninth. Captains looking for more insurance. Right now, it looks like it'll be Raymond Burgos' inning. 15 pitches thrown in a scoreless eighth. No one warming up in the pen. Of course, the Captains, as a pitch misses high inside, making it a 1-1 count. Suarez to Naraho have Trey Benton, who's been in high leverage roles this year, available. But they could go for Burgos for two, which he usually is a two-inning guy for Lake County. 1-1 is cut on a miss by Naraho. A slider from the lefty Suarez, count 1-2. It's a 2-0 lead for Lake County here in the top of the ninth. Two runs, five hits, an error for the Captains. No runs, three hits, an error for the Loons. Suarez is set at the belly. 1-2 two strikes, lefty on, lefty the pitch. Naraho puts it in the air left side, out of play. We'll do it again, 1-2. Christian Suarez, 21-year-old from Venezuela. And the sixth pitcher used tonight for Great Lakes. They do currently have a right-hander getting loose. 1-2. Naraho, a swing and a miss. Down on strikes. While we have a little break, we'll tell you about the Midwest League scoreboard presented by University Hospitals. Of course, the Midwest League West Stern Division Championship Series, game number two. Cedar Rapids up 5-3, bottom of the seventh, so the Colonels win. There'll be two game threes tomorrow in the Midwest League if the Captains hold on here tonight. One out, Christian Cairo at the plate, 1-for-4 day for Cairo. Lefty on righty, Suarez's first pitch. Check swing from Cairo, he didn't break, it was in the dirt, count 1-0. And of course, worth noting as well in the organization, the Lynchburg Hillcats hold on and get the job done in game number two, so they will have a game three tomorrow with the Fredericksburg Nationals, the low A affiliate, the Cleveland Guardians. 1-0. Cairo, ground ball, hit hard. Backhand stop by Vivas. He throws from foul territory, and it's a one-hop throw corralled in by Rushing. Nice defensive play on the 5-3, and there's two away. And a big pop from this Loons crowd trying to raise the energy for this Loons team that they hope will transfer over to an offense that's been, pun intended, lame duck tonight. The Loons, three hits. Petey Halpin, no hits, but 0-for-2 with two walks. He's up at the dish. Halpin batting from the left side, center fielder. 20 years old and two hits in game one. One came in the ninth, bottom of the ninth. Looking for a ninth inning hit here as well. Lefty on lefty, Suarez to Halpin. First pitch, fastball up and in, count 1-0. The Loons don't want to use that other right-hander unless they need to in the 10th. Just to conserve their pen, and then it'll be pretty much hashtag all hands on deck for both sides in game three tomorrow. Halpin lines the ball foul left side, count 1-1, because you have the off day Saturday and the championship Sunday, and of course, both teams you pitch like your life depends on it, and it does, because this is a do-or-die game for Lake County, and if they win tonight, do-or-die game for both sides tomorrow. 1-1 from Suarez. Halpin, a swing and a miss, count 1-2. Christian Suarez looking for four consecutive outs to push this game into the ninth. It'll be the Loons, 6-7-8, Emil Vargas, Jose Ramos, and Austin Gauthier for them against what will be Raymond Burgos. 1-2 from Suarez. Halpin swings, lunges it into center field, a base hit. Petey gets his, a base hit here in the ninth to continue. Halpin, just such a disciplined hitter. That probably was a ball, but Halpin with great vision to look it in and not try and do too much with it. Just spring it into center, and that's exactly what he did. And he gives Alexi Planez a fifth plate appearance. Planez looking for his first hit, and of course, at any time, Planez could show the power and go deep. Halpin a short lead at first, holding him there at first baseman Rushing. Lefty Suarez on to Planez. The first pitch. Fastball high outside, count 1-0. Petey Halpin with just the sixth captain's hit tonight on that single up the middle, but again, all the captains have needed a 2-0 lead. Suarez, the 1-0. Planez rips it foul right side above the roof and out of play. This has been a Lake County team all season that has never say die, and it makes sense in their first elimination game, quote-unquote, that they are giving this fight, and especially their pitching, coming through. 1-1. Fastball misses on the inside part. Count 2-1. Midland crowd wanted that one. Did not get enough of the zone for Jared Molman. So Planez works the count 2-1. Planez has been working on not discarding that aggressive play style or bat style, but also making sure he doesn't chase pitches. The 2-1. Halpin takes off. Planez swings. Hard ground ball. Lehnar with the backhand stop. His only plays the first, and he makes it as he fires there and ends the inning. The captains in the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. It's a captain's team that have left people on base, but their pitching has done the job tonight. Raymond Burgos looks for three more outs and a captain's postseason win. Bottom of the ninth, 2-0 Lake County. We'll be back here at the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series, Game 2 on WJCU.
Do you
love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Bottom of the ninth, 6-7-8 in the Loons' order. They need two to continue this game, three to win. They have no runs through the first state. Raymond Burgo's first pitch, and out a fastball that clips the outside corner, count 0-1. Against Imanol Vargas, who's 0-2 tonight with a walk in his last plate appearance, the DH for the Loons. He swings here in the air to left. Connor Cox racing into his right. He dives and makes the grab. Dives to his right side and dives across the left field foul line. Connor Cox with an impressive grab for out number one. Captains now two outs away. And an important thing, too, is getting that first out because Jose Ramos, who has struck the ball hard all three times, a triple, a line out to short, and a fly out to deep left field. At best he could do right now is make it a one-run game. Burgos to lefty, first pitch, Ramos swings and clobbers it right side foul out of the ballpark past the sweets. Count 0-1. It's Raymond Burgos, the left-hander on the hill, who 8-3 this year, the most wins of any captain's pitcher, 1-for-2 in saves and 8 holds. He's been so great this season. Fastball's high, Ramos does not take a hack, count 1-1. This is a Loons offense that has just gone radio silence in this game. After 7 runs and 10 hits in game 1, no runs, 3 hits tonight. 1-1. Ramos, a swing and a miss, count 1-2. Burgos pumped up. And this Puerto Rico versus Panama here. Burgos on to Ramos. And the lefty just with some fire in his belly tonight. He was pumped up to end the 8th after getting a 5-4. Fielder's choice. We'll love a second K here. Up 1-2 on Ramos. The pitch. Ramos puts it on the ground left side. Charging in Tolentino. He fields, collects, throws, and the Rajo extends up the glove, makes the grab, and the Loons are down to their final out. They'll play the trumpets here. They played Pump It Up to begin this inning, their theme this season. And the Loons, like the Captains, 76 wins this year. One more if you add their postseason game number one victory. Last chance here. If not, we will play tomorrow night. Burgos lefty, Gauthier the righty, first pitch. Fastball high, count 1-0. Gauthier has a flair for the dramatic. Back on September 4th in game 2 between these two teams of a doubleheader, Gauthier put it over the right field fence. A walk-off solo homer, Gauthier's one and only of the year. Takes a swing and a miss here on a 1-0, count at 1-1. The pitching tonight has been three men: Tommy Mace, Alaska Abney, and Raymond Burgos. Those three men, one out away from a combined complete game shutout. And just three hits allowed from those three. It's been a dominant force in this game number two. Burgos to deep breath, the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Gauthier. The Loons are down to their final strike. 1 strike away, 1 out away. Are the Captains from forcing a game 3 tomorrow night? One ball, two strikes, 2 outs, the pitch. Fastball high outside, count 2-2. Raymond Burgos will reel back and throw another pitch. A 2-2 with 2 outs, 25 already for Burgos here tonight. The pitch in the dirt, ball three. If Burgos puts Gauthier on, it will be a pinch hitter, Junior Garcia, who had a two-run single in game one. He will take over for Aldrich Young and left at the plate. Burgos, of course, hoping he doesn't have to face Gauthier at all, and he'll end this game. 2-0 Lake County here in the bottom of the ninth. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Burgos, lefty, Gauthier, the righty. The pitch. Gauthier fouls it back to the netting. We'll do it again on the payoff. Night where the Captains pitching have come to play. Just 3 hits allowed. That's it to this Loons team. It's been so strong offensively all series. Top 5 in the Midwest League in home runs. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Gauthier calls time. Burgos will set himself back up on the mound. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2-0 Lake County. The pitch. Gauthier, a swing and a miss. Raymond Burgos pumps his chest as the Captains take game number 2. The Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series will see a game 3 tomorrow night. Captains and Loons once again after Lake County with a shutout victory here tonight by the score of 2-0. Tommy Mace, Alaska Abney, and Raymond Burgos allowed just 3 hits as a combined unit and total plenty of K's. 10 in total, and a big, big performance from this Captains team when they needed it most. And now, tomorrow, an open book, and everyone will bring everything they got for the game 3. But the Captains get the W here. They'll do their handshake line and are fired up. They get the win, and in that final inning, the Loons go down 1-2-3. And they got no hits from inning 6, 7, 8, and in the ninth. All right, we'll turn it to the Lake County Captains wrap-up show for full game 2 coverage and highlights. Tomorrow night, 7:05, will be game 3 with both team seasons on the line, Lake County and Great Lakes. We'll see you then, but we'll see you next for the wrap-up show. Still more to come here on WJCU.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captain's Wrap-Up Show is coming right up.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center. Goodbye, home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. ...2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com. A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now, here's John Vicari.
Well, we'll get a Game 3 in the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series because the Lake County Captains get a shutout victory here tonight. 2-0, your final. It was a 2-run, 6-hits, an error for Lake County and 4 Great Lakes. No runs, 3 hits. And an error for them as well. It was a really entertaining contest, just under 3 hours, and we'll run through it all. Lake County, the story tonight, you'll still look at the box score and say, wow, the Captains left a lot of men on base, but you'll just put that to the back of your mind and focus it on tomorrow because the Captains got runs and their opponent did not. In the first, there was Christian Cairo with an infield single, Petey Halpin with a walk, so 2 runners on, 1 out. Luxury Planez, who uncharacteristically grounds into a double play. It ends the first, a scoreless first for Adolfo Ramirez. The 2-0. Planez, a one-hopper to the glove of the third baseman, Vivas. He steps on the bag, throws across the diamond in time. Exactly what you needed if you were Ramirez. A double play, 5-3, will end the top of the first. Yeah, there you go. Of course, the starter and the main focus of tonight's game should be really on Tommy Mace. Mace was just flat-out terrific, and he dealt with adversity as well. In the first, would work out of a walk with a ground out the short to end the inning. The second was the real tough test. He would get a second strikeout of Emmanuel Vargas, 2 outs, but then allow a 2-run triple to Jose Ramos, the straightaway center. He'd walk Austin Gauthier, who would steal second base. So 2 runners in scoring position, 2 outs, and a fly out to center would end that inning for Mace. We'll give you his strikeout first and then how he worked out of trouble. The 2-2 from Mace. Vargas down on strikes, a swing and a miss. Nice breaking stuff from Tommy Mace, and there's 2 down in this frame. Yeah, Mace just great there, and then this was the flyout to center of DeYoung. Tommy Mace working himself out of trouble. Mace up and over 40 pitches overall. This will be his 25th of this frame. The 1-2. DeYoung swings, lost it into center field. Halpin backtracking. He's under it, makes the grab, chest high, and that ends the inning. Yeah, big time from Tommy Mace getting out of that frame. The third for Lake County, they put 2 more walks on the board. Adolfo Ramirez allowed 5 walks through the first three innings, and he would get a fourth, and that's eventually when Lake County would get a run across on him. It was actually 4 walks through 3 because the fifth would be Connor Cox leading off the fourth. After 2 outs, Yordies Valdez would step up, and he would line one into right. Damon Keith would move to his left, and I think the thing that the Loons really have to think about and what they sort of performed on is the fact that, hey, we allowed 2 runs, but both times they were defensive miscues and a nice play made, and they're probably be still no score, but Damon Keith could not make the play. It was a line drive off his glove, and the Captains got a run, a RBI double for Yordies Valdez. course, had the walk-off single for Lake County back on September 10th. As he rips one here in the air, right fielder backtracking it off his glove. It's off the glove of Keith. So Cox scores. Keith will throw in into second Valdez. That could have been out number three instead, off the glove of Keith, and Lake County has a run here tonight. Cox coming across the plate. 1-0, Captains. Yeah, big time there capitalizing for Lake County, because for a while that was just the only run on the board. Tommy Mace pitching with a lead, which he hasn't been granted too much this season, but he did in the fourth. He'd work an 11-pitch 1-2-3, getting two strikeouts, four overall at this point for Tommy Mace. Trying to complete four scoreless. The 0-2 from Mace. Breaking ball and a called third strike. 1-2-3 inning for Tommy Mace. Two strikeouts in the frame and four overall. Yeah, Tommy Mace was that guy here tonight. Bottom of the fifth, and it would be the same trend. Tommy Mace would allow a single, but he'd get a strikeout of Dalton Rushing, the fifth overall, and then Mikael Ramirez with a beautiful throw right on the money. It'd catch Eddie's Lanard, who got aboard with the single stealing, and it'd end the inning, five scoreless for Tommy Mace, who was pumped coming off the mound. Runner takes off, swing and a miss from Rushing. Ramirez's throw on the money and in time to end the inning. Mace with a fist pump, and he's fired up as he takes the step off the mound. A strike him out, throw him out. 5 Ks for Tommy Mace over five scoreless innings, and a throw right on the money from Mikael Ramirez. Right on the money, indeed big for Lake County. Now, for the Captains offensively, in the fifth they go down 1-2-3. They were given just a prime opportunity in the sixth. Milan Tolentino would walk. Connor Cox would walk, and a sack bunt from Corey Holland and E1 from Ronan Kopp, who allowed all three of those men to get on, would have the bases loaded. So Kopp was then thrusted out of this game, brought on Aldry Acosta, and Acosta worked some magic, getting a strikeout of Mikael Ramirez, and then Yordiz Valdez, who had the RBI double, and grounded to an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Big time for the Loons to keep the score at the time, 1-0. But look in from the righty, Acosta. The 2-2. Valdez, ground ball, right side, TaylorMade double play. Gauthier flips it to Leonard, who throws the first in time. Exactly what the Great Lakes Loons needed. With the bases loaded and no outs, the Captains do not get a run. Yeah, tough break there for Lake County, but hey, still the 1-0 lead. Tommy Mace would complete 5 1/3 innings. He'd begin the sixth with a strikeout, and then manager Greg DeCenzo decided to bring in Alaska Abney. Abney would get a strikeout of Diego Cartaya, then allow two consecutive walks back-to-back. Yet another opportunity for this Loons team to strike. Jose Ramos was oh so close, but a flyout to deep left ended the inning for the Lake County Captains defensively. Great job by Abney. And then the seventh, which I thought would go to Raymond Burgos because Raymond Burgos was warming up, Abney decided, I'll just set down the Loons 8-9-1, 1-2-3, and an inning-ending K, his second, ended the seventh. The 0-2. Leonard, a swing and a miss. Abney with the K. Second for him, a 1-2-3 seventh work. And Alaska Abney showing why he has been one of the most utilized relievers for Lake County. Seven scoreless for the Captains pitching here tonight. Yeah, big time for Lake County. How about some insurance runs? I mean, obviously looking back, they didn't need it, but they did get it in the eighth after Acosta was, again, taken out of the game in the sixth after that 4-6-3 double play. It then go to Michael Hobbs, who worked a 1-2-3 seventh, but then began the eighth. He would get two outs, but then allow a double to Connor Cox, a walk to Corey Holland, and then it was Mikael Ramirez who would come up to the plate. Poor Michael Hobbs, and I'm going to say poor Michael Hobbs, because he got a chopper up the middle. It could have ended the inning, or at least stayed in the infield where Cox couldn't score. The problem was Austin Gauthier and Eddie's Lanard both shaded up the middle, double play depth. Neither decided to make a play on it. It snuck through. Cox scored. Captains 2-0. Again, one big blow could really distance themselves here late. The 3-1. Ramirez a chopper. Up the middle, and no one decides to field it. It goes up the middle. Cox hits third, and he will come around to score. Neither Lanard nor Gauthier broke towards the baseball. It's an RBI single for Mikael Ramirez, and the Captains take a 2-0 lead here in the top of the eighth. big time. Big time from Lake County. And then the eighth would go to Raymond Burgos. He'd hit his first batter face, but then force a fielder's choice, get a strikeout, and then a 5-4 fielder's choice ended. Eight scoreless innings for Lake County defensively. In the ninth, again, all the Loons need are two runs, and if they got a runner on, would have the potential tying runner at the plate. Emmanuel Vargas wanted to be a runner on. He'd put one down the left field line, but Connor Cox went all out, diving to his right across the left field foul line, making the grab, robbing Vargas of a potential hit, and putting him 0-3 on the day. Here's the Connor Cox grab, the DH for the Loons. He swings here in the air to left. Connor Cox racing into his right. He dives and makes the grab. Dives to his right side and dives across the left field foul line. Connor Cox with an impressive grab for out number one. Yeah, that out number one, a ground out to short from Jose Ramos, was out number two. And then Burgos added a second K, the 10th for Lake County's pitching here tonight, striking out Austin Gauthier and putting the Captains up 2-0 and splitting this series one game apiece, game three, tomorrow night. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-0 Lake County, the pitch. Gauthier, a swing and a miss. Raymond Burgos pumps his chest as the Captains take game number two. The Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series will see a game three tomorrow night. Captains and Loons once again after Lake County with a shutout victory here tonight by the score of 2-0. Big time. Big time for Lake County. They live to see another day. That day, tomorrow. It will be the Captains and the Loons. And your only place is right here on WGCU that you should be tuning into for tomorrow night's game. Of course, to complete the book on tonight's, it was the win for Tommy Mace. He had won the regular season. How about won the postseason for good old Tommy Mace? Adolfo Ramirez took the loss. Raymond Burgos with the save. Abney also got a hold. Game was 2 hours and 45 minutes, and it was one person under from 3,900 tonight at Dow Diamond, 3,899. It was, again, a game 2 hours, 45 minutes. Lake County, 2-0. Two runs, six hits, an error. Great Lakes, no runs, three hits, and one error. Well, tomorrow night, you'll get a game three. 7:05 first pitch, or if anything like tonight, it'll be 7:10, and it will be the Captains throwing Aaron Davenport for his 24th game pitch this season. Kendall Williams will get the ball for the Great Lakes Loons. All arms most likely will be on tap, probably guys from game one, as well as both sides will try and get the job done. The winner moves on to Sunday and will head to either South Bend or Cedar Rapids, depending on what happens in that game three. The loser will go home and end their season. 7:05 first pitch, meaning the warm-up show here on WGCU will begin at 6:45. Special thank you to Jake Volnick, doing a great job tonight, cutting up those highlights you just heard, Farm Report as well, and, of course, keeping the broadcast afloat and everything sorted out on the technical side. Jake will be with me back tomorrow night, and then after tomorrow night, too, both him and Logan will call a John Carroll football game on Saturday, so they got a big weekend set for you and here on WGCU, and of course it'll be Captains baseball, the decisive game three tomorrow. It's what you wait all season long for, and I'll tell you, especially just talking with these guys on this team, yeah, it's the high A level, and sure, they feel they may have bigger fish to fry somewhere else and up at the double A, triple A, and then hopefully for all of them major league level, but these guys are pumped. They want to win a ring, and they are one game away from being championship bound and going into the Midwest League Championship Series. But they'll have to handle the Loons twice in a row at home. Games time tomorrow against 7:05 on WGCU. I'm John Vicari saying so long from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well for the Captains and Loons. You've been listening to Midwest League East Division Championship Series Baseball here on your home for it, WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.